Blog Talk Radio.
Chill been MIA, he been busy, but he here today, and the special guest on the panel, Ronan Soul, and I've told the ladies, wear your bulletproof vest, because the show was inspired by Ronan Soul. The topic is negative, well, accountability, really. How some, let's say black females, right, Ronan, because like I said, a woman knows what she wants. But we created some of a storm fire because what I did was saying the negative images, which one are they portraying? Saying black women are loud, disrespectful, multiple sex partners, multiple baby daddies. And some black women didn't like that. Well, some black females didn't like that. So I told them, feel free, you know, to call in. And I also said lack of sisterhood. Because this is my thing, too, before I also let Ronan take the floor, ladies. The one that I received, and because my text, I could not hit anybody back. Let me say this to you all who are listening. Please don't be afraid. Don't just text me. Call in and voice your opinion. But let me say this. There is a lack of sisterhood among black women. Don't say you want respect and you're not respecting yourself via body or to your own sister. Don't tell me you my sister, but you want to know how I'm doing in my personal life and relationship. And when I turn my back, you on my man. It's lack of sisterhood. So my thing is don't be on black men saying lack of respect and things of that nature, and you not doing what you supposed to. Also received a lot of emails from men. I was shocked saying, Queen, I heard the show last week. I'm so glad, Ronan. I mean, shout out to Samuel Mann who listened. He said, please use me. This is a brother taking care of his kids, putting them through college, and their mother is not helping. I will go back on the email and read it to you guys later in the show, but shout out to Sam, because my thing is a lot of women, let me correct this, a lot of females should not be upset Because if it wasn't true, Ronan, what is your saying? If it don't fly, if it don't apply,
let it fly.
And that's my thing. Throw a rock in a pack of wolves, the one make the loudest noise is the one you hit. If it do not apply to you, do not worry about it. But there is also, Abe had sent the article, but I want to say this little bit on the article. It said, images of African Americans in television, music, and film are often less than stellar. We're not going to focus, because a lot of women was saying, "On what about the black men? Why were we talking about that? That ain't the topic. It's not the topic. Black men. But women, we have to be more accountable for, you know, as well, because it said while black women are portrayed as poor, lazy, and promiscuous, this needs to stop. This is a given. Question is, how are these negative images going to be stopped? Several steps should be taken in order to prevent these negative images in the media. The origins of these images need to be examined, and modern racism and prejudice need to be exposed. But let me say that. That's true. But my thing is, we have to be accountable for the roles, the lyrics that we're choosing to rap, sing about ladies. This is my thing. So men can't rap, sing about nothing if it's not true. Again, what positive images, even if, let's take the media out of it. Because a lot of women, when you look at Basketball Wives, Bad Girl Clubs, and all these negative images that we watch, the thing is we don't have to portray it in our personal life. Rather, it's entertainment, TV, whatever it is, that don't mean because they fighting on TV, making themselves look bad, you don't have to do it in your personal life by sleeping with 3, 4, 5 different men, having 4, 5 different baby daddies. You know, that's my thing. You have to take accountability, like Ronan said, for the things that you do. We have to do that. And I'm about to give Ronan the floor. Let me bring in caller 706 area code. You're on live. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Abe.
Hey, Abe, you made it. Because I was just saying, you sent me an article. I'm going to have to go in detail, you know, on the article. But as you guys, men, I want to hear your opinion. Let me start off with Ronan and yours, Abe, and chill on you guys' image and thoughts of black females. I don't want to say black women. I don't feel like getting texts. Because if you know this is not who you are, what you're doing, then don't worry about it. But if you got men running in and out your house, all around your kids, we talking about you. If you loud, disrespectful, ain't taking care of your responsibilities, we're talking about you. If you don't know who you are at 30, 35, 40, 45, we're talking to you. But let me hear you guys' opinion on the images of black women.
Rona, please go first. I want Rona to go first. As a co-host.
Oh, I'm just thinking something real quick, but you go ahead, man.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, thank you. We know all when I like this. The thing about this is, I'm going to say this once, you can separate what you watch from who you are. The problem is now, in my opinion, a lot of people are doing what they're seeing. And a lot of children at 5, 6 years old, we have a parent watching, let's say, Basketball Wives, something like that, on a continual basis, and the child is exposed to it. And as per the pedestal, what is to be, don't be surprised if the child acts like that. My suggestion to stop it is do not support stuff like that. Now, I know that not all women like that. They actually have some positive images of people doing better. We got to put time into that instead of people watching Basketball Wives or some other show. I'm not, what is it?
No,
what
that's
really stuff like that. So we got to diversify what our interests are. For instance, Ron knows what we're talking about, the book called Hidden Colors, about all black culture, but pre-slavery and all the other stuff, about how at the history of Africa, how our influence in Asia and Europe and things of that nature. A lot of people are like, I don't want to see it. You know, it ain't interesting me, but I see people want to see lottery tickets or see, like, Captain America. You got to diversify interest and know to support our history if you want to learn about it. If you don't learn about it and you're surprised, like, what's going on, you can't say nothing. You can't say a single word. And that's all I got to say for right now.
That's true. I agree with you on that, A. And Chill or Ronan, who wants to go next? On your thoughts and images?
Well, I wanted to start off like the show, if it was ever going to be a topic on it, is like what is their inheritance? And this goes well beyond the single mothers who I know who are angry and biting at the bit, thinking I'm going to attack just them. But us as a community, there's a laundry list of things that we have failed to address, and we continue to fail to address daily. Basically, this is a referendum of all of us, because the very few of us, when you have shows like this and other positive media outlets or people out there really doing things, we're really dwarfed by the people who have really embraced ignorance by the masses. And you look at the, when the generations come by, like whoever surpasses us, what can we say? Well, I mean, what do we leave behind, and what can we say about everything we've done? We've had the AACP bury the N-word publicly, and you would sit there and look back like, look at what these niggas are doing, making a spectacle of nothing. Or you look at these incidences where you have the Gen 6, or you have Darian Auber, or you have, like, anything that happened with Troy Davis or Sean Bell, who got shot, who got murdered by 50 shots or more before his wedding. Everyone, there's a flare-up for about 48 to 72 hours, and then it goes right back to silence. It's things of that nature. And it comes right back to us being the first teachers. And nowadays, when you hear this overblown arrogance about we're the backbone of the community, this is why I brought this whole thing up. If you are the so-called backbone of the community, that means you're taking that mantle of responsibility for things. So what are you really responsible for? And that's why I brought this whole thing up to everybody, because it's not just single mothers. There are those simple dudes who just chasing behind and everything like that. But these kids, what are we leaving them behind? I mean, what are we leaving behind for them? And the generations to follow. So there's a whole laundry list we're going to talk about today. And
but you know what, Vaughn, and that's the thing. So where would you suggest that we start? Because let me say this, who to all didn't listen to last week's show. I received some very nice and positive tweets, and Abe, I think you had hung up. We had no idea it was me, Ronan, Black Man, Starship, DJ Smelly, So Good. I think Don had hung up too, if I'm not mistaken. But there were three young men listening after the show. We see, this is what I mean. You don't know who you touch. You don't know who listening. These young men said they had never heard a positive dialogue from men. As a matter of fact, it was T. Smitty. T. Smitty was on the line too.
Yeah.
They were 17 and 18 years old, heard a positive dialogue with no cussing, no hollering. So this is what I'm saying. When people think that, well, I can't hear him being disrespectful, it wasn't that. When people are passionate about the things they're saying, don't be mistaken. But it made me feel good that they were listening and want to change their whole outlook, because they was like among their family. When they get together, there's cussing, there's hollering, there's men, you know, cussing each other out. They had just never heard something positive, you know, among. So this is what I'm saying, the images in Ronan and Wright. It has to start at home. We're the teachers. So I even put something on my Facebook earlier the part of the week. If the kids are to inherit the earth and we're the teachers, the way you love them, the images you're portraying at home and when you're out, that's what they're going to carry with them. So some of us that get mad at these little kids with the pants sagging, and matter of fact, Leon Tutton, shout out to him, had posted something on Facebook that him and his daughter was on the bus, and it was a sister and a brother cussing, using foul language. The bus driver asked them to be removed. She never was disrespectful, cussed them back out, but just asked them to please move off her bus because of his daughter was there and there was other people that were offended. This is what I'm saying. The images, all this with the community, it still starts with us. It starts at home. And that's my thing. If we don't stand, is why we like talking about things like this and subjects and men. You guys have heard anybody listen to the show where we talk and focus on the kids, because if their parents not doing it, where do we start as the positive images that we're giving it?
Yeah.
And you also had Keenan, I'm correct, but was 15 or 16 years old, that was on the show before, just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the
team hard. It's kind of hard to start anywhere if the parents ain't parenting correctly.
That's what Rona is. And that's true.
The world is going to be, automatically, you're going to see negativity, period. So to anybody that is parenting, anybody that does have kids, I wouldn't expose my kids to that. They should teach the kids it's a difference between, and they should know the difference between, if they're younger, you should know the difference between real life and entertainment. So say if you are looking at basketball wives and all that, okay, that's just entertainment. That don't mean you have to incorporate that in the way they act into your life, which is the same thing. I wouldn't have my kids looking at anything like that. If you know that that's just entertainment and that's not the way the real world is, why would you even introduce your kids to anything like that? Or why would you want to spend all your time or 90% or 100% of your time just looking at entertainment when the rest of the world is just steady going on? So, I mean, you'd be like, basically, you blocking yourself from learning things.
But see, that's my thing, where we have to start taking responsibility, not just what our kids watch, but then even the people, the higher-ups in business, I mean in music, in its entertainment, and it's not reality TV. That's something else. That stuff is scripted. It's about more money. The more fights and negativity bring them money. If they were positive, it wouldn't be on TV. I heard Snoop say that's why they canceled his show. They thought he was going to be cussing and they would take him around the gang, him smoking and getting high. They didn't want to see him parent his kids. They didn't want that. They thought it was boring. But Snoop was like, I don't care. But see, that's what I'm saying. We have to start taking responsibility. Even the basketball wives, and half of them ain't wives. They jump off their girlfriend. I ain't seen a wife on there yet.
And that's the thing. It is a whole bunch of oxymorons out here. And with you and Jill being in the music business, you figure you go back to the 70s and even further back, you had messages. Solid messages. The whole tone of the music scene was more positive. You had, and you think about things are taking a real seriously bad turn when things start to become more individualistic. We heard people talk about, you know, you gotta have a JLB to be with me, and then the whole thing where you had a Angie Stone song "Brother" that pretty much got steamrolled off the radio. So now it's like now it's like this person ain't this, and you got people who embrace these negative words, but then they say it's a positive. It's a whole bunch of people chasing their tails out here. Because you figure back then, there's music you can play today and still be relevant and have replay value. Some of these songs, vast majority of these songs out here, they won't even last next summer.
Back to Taffy. Perfect example.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, like, again, when you go back to whatever generation surpasses us, they're going to look back, and what is there anything to salvage? There's nothing of redeeming value. You got people tattooing nonsense on their face, looking crazy. You got these songs about EBT and my baby daddy and the twerk team and everything. So, again, everything that comes out here, it starts from the first teachers. And nowadays, when you had a lot of these females out here biting this whole feminist movement, which really black feminists need to understand, aside from numbers, you all are not part of the movement. You're just not. So you're just co-signing for something for the destruction of the family unit. And that is another thing that we're sitting talking about. Everyone talking about in the backbone community, I'm strong and independent, but you got your arms, legs, your feet, and your lips stuck out for every little benefit possible. You're living a lie, again. And at what cost? You can't have a home, which is another measure of parental influence and stability to help build your children to be strong enough to survive the wild world that is out here. And a lot of times when you have these single-parent homes, and I won't say a great deal of them are terrible, but overall the children are not created out of love. A lot of them are created out of financial gain. So basically you're selling yourself and your family and your next generation out for an allowance from a government who's only winning. It's a one-sided game that they're winning and we're losing.
That's so true. And let me bring in caller 443, area code. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name happens to be Soul in Black. How you guys doing, guys?
How are you, Soul in Black?
I'm all right there, lady. I'm all right. I had to get back over here. I saw my name pop up. I was like, okay, let me make sure I get my booty over there and see what's going on. I see y'all digging in it.
That would be Shalom.
That would be Shalom. Assalamu alaikum to you, too. But yeah.
I said Shalom alaikum, not Salam alaikum.
I think it's Shalom alaikum. I was like, okay. You don't know how I get down like that. Well, okay. So what's going on? I'm listening to you guys. I hear Ronan in there. What's up, Ronan? What's up, Don? Some other folks out there.
We're just addressing this topic about what is their inheritance. All these social ills in our community, and I believe a lot of the individuals listening figure it's going to be an all-out attack on just single mothers. They're part of the problem, but it's much bigger than that. And you figure things with the quality of music. You figure there's other things like social, economical, political ignorance and arrogance and irresponsibility. You got things with the religion, which I'm not even going to talk on the religion yet. We can say that for another day because that is a problem in itself. You have no sense of etiquette, no respect for authority. You can't beat your kids. You can't do all the things that got us out of trouble and brought us to where we can basically survive, if anything, in this wild, changing climate. You don't have anything like any advocacy whenever you have these problems where you had, like, well, I was mentioning with Troy Dates and everything like that. No one is there to push that agenda or back it up. Everyone's on a PR mission to where they can just be seen, smile, skin, and grin, and keep it moving. So there's a whole lot of things that I know you and a legion of us are on the board and that listen to the show are seeing, but everyone wants to tap dance around it, wish it away. But if we don't even address this stuff, we are literally on the verge of extinction. So that's why I wanted to bring
exactly.
this up.
Exactly.
Well, I do agree, and I guess I bring it this way. I say it this way. I hate to say it's kind of rough and harsh, but, I mean, if people don't wake up, they're only going to be contributing to their own demise, bottom line. I mean, they can't, you know, everybody, I don't know what's going on with our community where we want to wait till the last minute, and then, you know, the 11th hour, we want to try to fix something that took friggin' decades to build up and try to do it overnight. That's just not going to happen. It's going to take that much time, at least half that, to get some of this stuff straightened out. But we're going to have people who are dedicated to do it, and it just seems like, you know, people aren't dedicated to do it unless, you know, money's not in their pocket or they're not getting some special limelight or, like you said, I mean, it's kind of sad. Should be doing it because it's the right thing to do, but it seems like we've slid down that moral ladder kind of far.
Yeah. Yeah. And
slid down that ladder.
And you figure with other things that are going right now where they're suppressing voters' rights and they are on a real hard campaign to pretty much nullify your vote and everything. And the most disturbing part of it is not just the act itself, but the measure of audible silence that is going on right here. No one's talking about it or everything. What are they going to do, especially a lot of these single mothers, or you have these welfare kings and queens, what are you going to do when they remove your benefits? Or
they going
to do it
now, though, Ronan.
Yeah.
And that's and this is the thing that's shocking to me. Excuse me, let me say this. And this is so shocking to me that some of the African Americans got mad, but not so much that they thought about cutting it off, but the fact that they booked it. You know, and they started it in Florida. In certain other states, but it's coming here too. And another thing, when you were saying politics, let's remember this too. I am so frustrated with some African Americans that's bitching and complaining, who some that did not vote, and everybody, the Democrats and the Republicans, but this whole yes we can thing. And you guys remember this. He said yes we can, not yes I can. So stop complaining about what the hell Barack and everybody ain't doing. Do anybody in their state, and I asked this before, know their governor or their senator? Do anybody did any check and see before they vote? No. Everybody complained after the fact. Nobody do homework before the fact. So that's what I'm saying. Not just the images that is sad enough that they think we don't read, we don't vote, but again, to me, like I told a lot of black women, single mothers, it has to start with us too. Because if the majority of the fathers are not in the home, we are the ones that has to take care of the family. If you want to say the backbone right now, if you saying that some of the men are in jail or whatever, like some of these emails that I'm getting, if that's the case, it still starts with you. You're the teacher. You're the teacher. So let's teach our kids. Let's sometime pick up a paper. Read to your kids. Do you even read to your kids anymore? And this is the thing, too. I still want black females to understand. You got to stop bitching, complaining, and moaning and take care of your kids and your household. I am so sick and tired of saying what the hell they daddy don't do and what the black man don't do. My thing is, how many baby daddies you got to even say that? And not just that, when he do take care of and send child support. And reason why I'm going here, y'all, because the tweets that I'm getting, and I can't tweet back, and I'm getting pissed. My thing is, when he do take care and send you child support, you get your feet, your nails, and your hair done. You're going out to the club. I said this last week, and I was going to bust y'all out. Anybody that disagrees with me, please call in right now. Tell me what you doing with your child support check if you get any. Please tell me on Friday. And your kids in the 7th and 8th grade with a 3rd and 4th grade education, mother.
Ooh, now you really getting into some
talk. That's real talk.
Here we go.
And please, this queen talking, please feel free to call me. Tell me where I'm wrong at, because you know what? I'm the one keeping some of your kids in daycare while I've been a substitute teacher. I've heard parents late picking up their kids. They have to pick up from at home. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go there. Mother, ladies, that you want me to call yourself a woman? Real women know what they want. They take care of their kids. They take care of their family.
Well, see, that's the whole thing I've always been disappointed about, because, you know, there's a lot of sisters complaining, but when I don't know what the deal is when you have a brother who's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and they still complain and find a way to get rid of a good man who's handling his business. I never understand that. I can't understand that for the life of me. I'm like, how do you get rid of a good dude when you complain and you see all these other dudes who ain't supposed to be, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You got a good one. You want to throw him out. You want to disconnect him from his kids and all this other crazy stuff. He is trying to handle his business. He is paying child support. And then you keep on giving him heartaches. I mean, I just don't understand it. I can't understand. There's a lot of money that's been floating around. And by the way, too, I wanted to correct something, because I did a video and I talked about it. But I said this. Black women are still getting paid from black men from our Social Security.
Exactly.
That's where a lot of their... That's where a lot of their special programs that they're getting all this stuff, so they act like the black man ain't taken care of. Yeah, we are, but we're the ones that are getting shorted. So I'm like, how are they complaining about something? They always getting the money, and we can't. Do you know there's basically no programs for black men? Basically nothing. There's basically nothing there.
And you
They got all kinds of things to fall onto.
And that's the thing that frustrates me, and when I'm getting to, and they getting pissed, so that's why I'm like, call in, I don't want to hear it. And not just this, and they got upset. I made a comment last week that now I'm getting tweets about last week to just listen to the archives. The thing is, when they get the child support check, they go get shoes, and the comment I said is, some women, not all, will spend more time on shoes, 15, 20 minutes on a pair of shoes, but you go to a club and sleep with a man on the first night. You care about more, spend time on shoes than spending time with your kids or who you getting in the bed with. Then when you end up with a baby, as I'm not sure who said it, some of you guys do use them as a meal ticket. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And we
and
know
then
it.
You get, and then you get mad, well, this so-and-so ain't shit. He don't even take care of what you doing. What are you doing? I would want to call in and tell me, what's your job status? Instead of sitting back waiting for him child support, I'm going to make sure, damn it, he don't get none. He with this other bitch, but he ain't even taking care. What are you doing? What example are you setting for your kids? And another thing that pisses me off, and I'm going there because I just got another tweet. Stop talking to your kids about their daddy telling them that they ain't shit. Because let me tell you this, and I said it, you ain't shit. You picked them. The child didn't ask to be born here. Brought here.
Yep.
So
hello.
If he ain't, so what that make you? Real talk, what that make you? You picked him.
I kind of crack up because I know they keep throwing this complaint about the black men are in jail. I'm like, well, that goes back to what you said. You picked him.
Exactly.
You picked him. And I kind of crack up because as long as these guys are doing all this shady stuff and paying their bills and taking care of them, it's all love. But then when he goes in jail, all of a sudden, then these Negroes ain't stuff. They ain't nothing. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, you picked the dude. You had a child by the dude. And now when he goes down because he's been making this money and paying all your bills and getting your hair did and getting you new dresses and buying you new shoes and all the other crazy stuff. Then when he's out of the picture, you want to fall off and then you want to find another dude. This is what I kind of crack up because I see a lot of these women going, they leave the dude who went to jail and pick up another dude who's still out on the street. What's up with that? And they don't change the stock of dude. They have the same type of dude. So I'm like, well, all these sisters are talking about all these men are in jail, so are you going out with all these dudes who are in jail? Because there ain't that many in jail. I mean, it's like 2 million of our population. It's like 2 million of our population. We got 18 million men or 15 million men. That brings us down to 13 million. There's still plenty to go around. What's the problem?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
And see, and then I get tweets, and how you going to go in and defend them again? Prove me wrong. Stop texting. Stop Facebooking and where it's going to my phone and call in. Show, tell me where I'm wrong at. Prove me where I'm wrong at. Don't
347-884-8239. Again, people who are listening, this is your call, Doc Califo, your switchboard operator. I will actually shut up today, and I'll let Ronan, Solon Black, and Abe do the talking. But if you want to call in, you want to speak your piece, the number is 347-884-8239. I'm going to say it again, 347-884-8239. Operators are standing by. Thank you.
Let me say this, Solon Black.
Back to regularly scheduled program.
What's and up, some sis? Of the women have gotten mad at Don because Don is married.
How you going to get mad at the man because he's married?
Oh, my goodness. OMG.
Hey, mad at him for what? What they mad at him?
I mean, what did he do?
Because they're not married.
He wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, why he got in to talk about
he's
married?
The nerd was never supposed
married.
To find a woman and get married. That's what they're mad about. They're mad that the nerd that they would have fun clowning is happy in a relationship. So that's one less person they can actually use some kind of shaming tactic. That's all it is, really. You know, revenge of the nerd is bitter.
Hey, now, answer one like two. Now, answer one like two. Hey, now, answer one like two.
Yeah, my wife is black.
I had to ask because, you know, they're going to say, he married a white woman and all that. Like,
No, some individuals have an issue with the fact that here I am, a foreign black guy, and, you know,
nah,
I actually found a sister.
You know what I'm tired of? They get mad if a brother marries a white girl. Okay, so what? He marries a white girl. He marries a Spanish girl. He marries whatever. Maybe an African chick. I don't care. If he marries whatever, but when their sisters go and do it, it's okay. It's like, well, that's what she prefers. I mean, I don't understand that whole mentality because it's like, okay, you're mad at the black man because he went out with something else, but you okay with the sisters who go out on the other side.
That's true, too.
I mean, how
you're
that
right about
how's
that.
That fair?
Oh, let me say this. I just got a text. A lady said she want to hear y'all say one positive thing about a black woman. Let me say this. First, let me
tell
say
her
this.
To call in.
I can
tell
give
her to call
you.
Call in and you say it.
I can
tell
give you several.
In.
I can give you several. If you listen, but it ain't about that. That ain't what it, I know a lot of positive black women. Miss Computer Lady, Beautiful Butterfly, Stephanie True, Miss Optimism. There's so many to go on, but that they taking care of their business. We talking about
that's
y'all.
Right.
that's not taking care of your business.
Well,
and
I that's not the topic. The discussion ain't about the ones who are doing it. It's about the ones who ain't doing it.
But here,
thank you.
I wanted to address that, and then Colin Black hit the nail on the head. There are a legion of positive men and women out there. However, they don't get the shine that the ignorant and the buffoonery laden individuals do. You got too many people who, whenever you shine the mirror in front of their face, not the funhouse mirror they're looking at life in, but the actual mirror, they want to point the finger at everyone else except the reflection that they're seeing. So if you honestly believe that talking about you, because look, the whole thing is with the show is, I'm not here, nobody's here to audibly, socially toss your salad and talk about you are the greatest thing since sliced bread if you're not showing it. Because there's too many examples of people out there moving and shaking and doing things for the community and themselves. When it comes to leadership, which I talked about, there's a lack of reliable leadership. You had women like Harriet Tubman who went back and forth risking her neck to save men and women to get things done. You have people in the history books who sacrificed themselves to help the betterment of others. What are we seeing in the communities nowadays? Too many people worry about wearing Kool-Aid colored hair, long nails, and irrelevant bullshit out here, and you're getting random benefits on the backs of your children and the irresponsible moves you made and say you're making a difference. That is bullshit. That is why that's one of the many reasons I brought this topic up. It's anytime someone shines a serious flashlight on your bullshit, all of a sudden there's a problem. This is just part of it. And then you get on the male aspect to where you got guys who are down with prostitution basically sitting there tricking for loyalty. They're sitting there giving their money, their resources, everything just for a piece of ass. So, yeah, you got guys who have to be accountable for that too, but we're talking about everybody. Everybody plays a role and they have decisions and opportunities to do better.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming from the backwoods of Alabama, the country of E5 and the U.S. Air Force, T. Smitty.
Let's get ready to rumble! Roll Tide, motherfucker.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, T?
Hey, all I got to say is, got to let that close out. All right, there we go. Let y'all know first and foremost, 38-10 at the Swamp last night on national TV. Let y'all know, I got a new pair of gaiters on my feet, baby. But anyway.
Uh-oh.
And I got to say this before I get going. Don't you hate it when you come into a little cache and you got to send it right back out? My laptop went out today. Yeah,
ooh.
I hate that.
I'm sorry, Smitty.
Yeah.
I tried to help. Hey.
Yeah, I know. Hey. I got a little refund on financial aid. I was going to send it back, and I was like, well, I ain't sending it back now. So what y'all guys were talking about, you know, because I'm about to turn this Sunday ticket on and stuff. What y'all talking about?
Well, what I brought up, and I'm glad everybody is coming in and everything, it's the whole thing about what is their inheritance. I'm referring to the incoming generation to follow us, if there is one. And nowadays, at one point, we all know we always address the dudes who are doing all this enabling behavior for this foolishness. However, there's a big uproar nowadays when you break the unspoken commandment, 11th commandment of thou shalt not hold a woman, especially a black one, accountable for shit. And so when it comes to that one, now you're hearing the uproar with tweets and Facebook things when they have the opportunity to call in or even just do something about it instead of getting mad and complaining. There's opportunities to make a difference instead of people pissing and moaning and caterwauling. This is the stuff that's affecting us today. All these, a vast majority of social ills that are going on, we can do this ourselves, but we're not seeing it.
I have to say, they see it. They just don't want to do nothing.
Yep.
See, it's easier to assign it to someone else who's like a leader. Like we're talking about Barack Obama. Yes, we can. He said, yes, we can. Not, yes, I can. And I agree with
that.
Thank you. He said, yes, we can. So where's the we? You know what I mean? Everybody's like, you know, I'm like, okay, all right, Barack is doing his part. Now, what are you doing as your part? He's like, you know, you got to work with me. I can't do all this stuff by myself. And he's always he's in an environment that's hostile against him anyway. So he's already fighting uphill. So give him a little extra help, I mean, and do your part. And the thing that Ronan was saying, I'm disappointed with sisters who don't want to even check their own sisters. That's what I'm getting ticked off about. I'm tired of that. Well, because brothers, Ronan talks about it, I talk about it, Don. We talk about those no-good, shiftless dogs who shouldn't be handling their business, who should be dealt with. We get on that butt all the time. That's okay. The black woman can clap about that, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I'll go ahead, preach, and all that other stuff. But when we say, like, why don't you do that for us, and tell those sisters who are acting all foul, doing all kinds of things that shouldn't be, that's not helping our community, why don't you go ahead and get on them? Oh, I can't tell her about what she's doing. They don't listen. I'm like, well.
My fellow Americans, as your president, I have to explain. If I had gone to a black church and told black American women the same kind of speech I gave to the men during Mother's Day, I would have not gotten the black female vote and would therefore not be a president. You must understand, I had to do everything I had to do in order to get elected. I'm Barack Obama.
No way.
For this message.
Because,
we as black women should be held accountable. And, I mean, it is what it is. And, I mean, I don't care. I'm tired of everybody telling me, wop up, hole, Ronan and Don and Scholar ain't here. Abe is positive. Why do I uphold a bullshit? It's not bullshit. Only to you, because their truth is hitting you right where it hurts. And like Ronan always say, and I say all the time too, the hardest thing to do is look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable. But we need to do that, because Ronan even spoke on music. I mean, come on. If we just need to be more involved, not just, you know what, even if some black women say, well, I ain't got time, whatever, with the community. Okay, let's just say that's what some of you guys are thinking, or you ain't got time. The thing is, damn, can we start at home? Can we start with you taking care of business at home? How about we start with that little simple thing? How about
lock down them badass little kids of yours. Lock them badass kids down. Why don't y'all straighten that out? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I'm with you? If you the mama. If the father ain't there, you can't blame him. He ain't there. So it's like, okay, well, you're the one who's responsible. You got this badass baby kid. Go ahead and take care of that whooping if it's necessary and get that kid straightened out. Don't let that stuff, because that kid affects the community. I don't care. I don't know why they don't get this.
Bingo.
Your bad kid affects the community. There was one day I was over there with my boys, and these little bad old boys were over there throwing rocks. I'm over there having to go. They threw rocks on this dude who pulled up in the car, brand new car, hit his car with a rock. I said, yo, cut it out. I told the kids to cut it out. Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to do what I want to do. So I'm chasing these kids down, and I'm like, you know what? If I knew where your mama was, I would put my foot in her behind. Because you little bad old kids, man, shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. You should know better. And it's like the moms are not even being around anymore. They're letting these kids run wild. There's not, like, curfews anymore. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. I'm just like, man,
careful,
what is going on?
Falling black. You go stick your foot up
with
his mama's ass, and she might enjoy getting her prostate tickled. I'm just saying.
But you know what, Don? I agree with him, because what Ronan is saying, even that we do got to be held accountable, like Ronan was saying in the community. And like Solon Black said, if women keep saying they daddy not there, they in jail, I'm so tired of it, then it's up to you. You have to take care of the home then. So when they die, not the teacher, you looking for everybody else to do your job. I've said this before, even
everybody
when teacher-parent conference come, and if the father not there, some mothers don't want to come to that. And if you working, God bless you, I understand that. But, I mean, do y'all know how many times I've said this before, when people start in your community, you call a townhouse meet. There was a thing in our apartment building years ago, resident council, everybody knows this. If everybody come out, let's talk about what's going on. Let's fix it. What y'all cooking? Is it going to be a raffle? They want to know what's free. Half of them wasn't working. Nobody want to come. So that's what I'm saying. Even if we fix it, can we even start at home first? Even to talk to your kids, to read to your kids, and things of that nature. And then we can get into the community. But how can you get into the community and fix certain things, not watching what your kids listen to? Now, Ronan made a good point, and Miss Computer Lady can vouch this for me. years ago, let's take Stephanie Mills, for instance. She had this song, "You Putting a Rush on Me, Slow Down." You know, you look at music today with Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, how many licks? So I'm saying this to say, how can you demand and want respect as a woman and not be called a bitch and a hoe, but your lyrics say different? That's another thing that makes no freaking sense to me. You don't want to be called a bitch and a hoe, but you at all these concerts. You
acting like them.
How
about the fact when the song "There's Some Hoes in This House" comes on, you hear them say, "Ooh, that's my song," and they all go in the middle of the dance from the circle and they're bouncing their booty to it. And T. Smitty, I know you're mentioning something about that. Go ahead, man.
You go into the club and that's my song. They, booty shaking sound. I'm like, how the heck? I stopped going to clubs now because I'm really disappointed. I thought Sisters, man, were seriously going to change some things, man. But they've gotten really worse. I'm just like, wow. I mean, and it makes it hard for a man. They wonder why they're not getting chosen. I mean, if a man wants a family and this is how you getting down, no, he feel home.
Exactly.
And real talk. I mean, nowadays you got to pay to play. This is how they present it. You got to pay to play. I'm like, pay to play? What the heck is that all about? I mean, did you pay me to play with me? Because I got to pay to play with you. Can I get some pay?
Hey, guys, we have been steamrolling over T. Smith. He's been trying to say something for a little. Let's give him the floor for a second.
All right, cool. Couple things I'm going to say. One, I have an article I got to send you guys. It's like my hometown of Montgomery, Alabama. I had a shooting at this park. Mind the black folks in the park not doing well, minding their own business like a lot of our people do. But these guys, these black dudes, boys, came over there and started shooting the place up, hit some kids got hit. So what happened? The mayor called them thugs. The mama going to get mad at the mayor talking about, why are you calling them thugs for? They ain't convicted of nothing. But yet those same boys and the other three that was rolling with already had felony charges on them anyway. And I don't think one of the boys was 21. A lot of them younger than that. But yet the mama covering up for them. Like, anybody had a dad? No, dad ain't covering up for it. Dad gonna take you to the station. and that's the problem because they ain't being told accountability. Let's be real. Daddy around or not, one, you chose to have unprotected sex with a man named your husband. Because let's be real. They always say he should have put on a condom. Yeah, you're right. But where's your birth control at, and why did you allow him to penetrate you raw without a Mrs. in front of your name if that you want to get married? So my thing is, you made this with these kids, and you can still teach them accountability. And plus, daddy around or not does not mean that you don't know right from wrong. Because when they go in front of that courtroom, the judge don't give a damn your daddy went there or not. They want to know why you shoot these people. I'm retired. They don't get your black ass.
That's right. How
it is.
That's true. That's true.
I have to ask him on that, Smitty, because I'm kind of like, you know, my whole thing is, like you said, the birth control thing, but I'm kind of surprised. I'm just like, well, do you not know black women are suffering from higher levels of AIDS than ever? It would just make sense for them to make sure it's either wrapped up or I wouldn't let no dude, if I was a dude, girl, I would never let no dude come in me without nothing on. That ain't going to happen. Not with these numbers out here like this. These women are actually taking it raw like that. I'm like, what are you doing? You guys are just rolling the dice. You keep rolling the dice. And then you want to complain after the fact when you have preventative maintenance so you didn't get into that situation. I just don't get it. It's like we're talking to a lot of sisters, man, and it's just like, I don't know. They're not listening.
And see, that's my thing, Soul and Black, that I want to do because it has to start with us. And I'm not even, like I said, I can't answer the text that I'm getting via Facebook and tweet.
Oh, yeah.
But my thing is, it do start with us, and we have to be accountable. And I hear what Rona said with the men and everybody, but it the black woman, we got to do better. We have to do better. And see, my thing saying to say this, do everybody remember when Queen Latifah first came out? She was queen, had the thing on her head. Nobody got attention. Like she said, she had to switch. When she stopped wearing her Nefertiti and proud to be black, she got more universal known.
I don't think she ever really came out. She may have come out on the field.
Not like that,
Dom. Stop. I knew you were going.
Not like that. What I'm saying, when she was positive at the time, this is what I'm saying. We as blacks didn't even buy into that. But more mothers are not monitoring what their kids listen to. Everybody liking Nicki Minaj. And like I said, if that's your thing and your craft, but you can't ask for respect the things you're listening to, the way you're dressing. And that's another thing that get me, too. When you come out with coochie cutters and half your ass out and your titties, and when you say something, then you get mad. Don't be hooked. I don't understand that. I do. You can't make it. It's still 2011. I'm telling y'all, the shocking to me is when you see a woman and a man honking and she, hey, baby, woo, holler, and then you sit there getting mad because he addressing you, but he looking at what you got on and how you dress. How you want respect with your titties and your ass out? How you want a man to say, stop lying and be real to me, but you got fake contacts, nails and everything else? I mean, it's just so much don't make sense to me at all.
Because I don't know. Now it's getting, and I'm tired of the, I have to admit, I'm tired of the fake hair. I'm tired of the fake eyelashes. I'm tired of the fake nails. Now they get the fake boobs, fake butts. And you know what's funny? The other day we went into the Rite Aid store, and I saw this possibly a sister. I'm not even sure she was a sister because it could have been a gay dude or a transsexual or something. Because that's what makes it. See, they don't understand all this fakeness makes it hard for us to find out who's who. We don't know who's who. I mean, you got to do a little check down there. Are you real? I mean, I ain't trying to be mean to that, but is that you? I mean, you know.
There's an easy way to find out. When you meet her, if she extends it, he says, hi, I'm Andrea.
What?
Yes,
no,
the man.
No.
Not no more, dude.
Hey, no.
Hey, look, I'm from the West Coast. I used to live in San Fran at one time. I've seen it all. But this nowadays,
the BGs don't count.
They're taking hormones now. They're taking all the. You don't know no more. It's like, is that a woman? Is that a dude? I mean, what are you? Yeah, I mean, and then the sisters are making up, and then they got the gays all in mixed in with them, flashing their hair, looking like women. I'm like, well, I can't tell who's who. It used to be a crew of all women. Now it's like you're not sure. Half of them may be women. Half of them may be dudes.
Shout out to me, our cousin, the Kiwi dudes.
And this computer lady said she wanted to say something. Let me say this. Stephanie, true. It was funny. Stephanie said, but if he was in the Benz, she would stop. You right. You right, Stephanie. If she walking in, the guy in the Benz, holler, you right. Some probably
would. Here's something I want to address to everybody. I've asked around even before the show started. I asked, and I took a list of everything that needed to be discussed on the show, and I asked individuals, name one positive thing that the black community is producing right now. And the sad and disparaging thing is no one can bring up an answer, or they were scratching their head, or they were just looking around like...
There is none.
Speaking of the list, let me just put the list out there, the list of topics you wanted to throw out there. Now that we have everybody on the line, it's 16 items in no particular order, but those are the different things we're going to discuss from. It's not all about bashing single moms like you ladies think. And Black Man 37, I see your hands up. I'm opening up your line. So here's the list that Ronan talked to me about earlier, right before the show. We have topic number one, drug dealing and trafficking. No, not all black. We're not saying black women are responsible for it, but we'll talk about some of their role in it, like that young man, that woman who called, whose boyfriend was dealing drugs, and the mother encouraged him to stay and told him to get a job at McDonald's for a front. We're going to talk about police brutality, such as when you ladies make false allegations against your baby daddy or your boyfriend and have the police come and get him. We're going to talk about topic number three, negative media image. Can somebody say Basketball Wives? But I digress.
Well, you got Basketball Wives. You have Sherry Shepherd with a legion of abortions and have the audacity to give advice about any and everything she's talking about.
The
individuals out there.
And that's one point about Basketball Wives. Shawnee O'Neal, who's the executive producer of the show, had the nerve to write CNN talking about the negative images of black women. But you are the executive producer of that show.
Let me say this. That's true, but one thing you got to give to Shawnee, she letting them act stupid. You never see her fight. You never see her disrespect herself. And see, that's my thing. And it's true what Rona said. It's sad that we can't come up with nothing positive in the black community. My thing, while I was focusing and saying black women, is because them the main one call in and, I mean, always texting and email
they
and got a problem. My thing is, I want them. We just got to do better. As men, as for a black man, I can't speak. I'm not one. But for as a black woman, it is sad to me to see my sister. There is no sisterhood among black women.
No.
I'm not talking sororities and all. I'm not talking that. I mean sisterhood, real talk. There's not. There's too much hating.
The sisterhood that I find that they have is basically supporting and nurturing bad behavior. That's what I see as a sisterhood. I don't see a sisterhood for the positivity. Sisters checking, sisters, like I was saying, you're checking them, stuff like that. That's a rarity. We don't see that often. Real sisterhood, maybe that's what you probably should say, because they do have a sisterhood, but it's really reinforcing and enabling them to do some of these bad things that they continuously do. That's what I keep seeing them doing.
Well, here's the thing with I was bringing up what Don was referring to. There's things that go well beyond them. That's an issue within itself. That's like several shows in itself. But you got things with the unresponsive local, state, and federal government, which we should enforce our will into that, but we are, again, lazy. There's a thing about lack of reliable leadership where everyone's waiting for this one, the next Martin Luther King or Malcolm X to stand up. When you think about it, it was mentioned before when Barack Obama became president. It was on us to start things from the bottom up, do things like a neighborhood watch, do things like take care of our community and ourselves and each other. Then things could start getting better. Then you had the thing with unemployment. If you have entrepreneurs who are doing things in our community because we don't have no black dollars, or really our black dollars don't amount to nothing out here nowadays. We don't have our support for our businesses and anything, but we'll buy any and everything that's overpriced from the Koreans and everyone else. We don't have our own banks. We had Black Wall Street before, but since that got burnt down, no one wants to initiate that again. Then you have the whole thing about miseducation, where people allow the whatever you're fed in schools, instead of having the history books that showed us we were beyond kings and queens, we were blacksmiths, we were military experts, we were artists, doctors, everything. Much more than just having a wicked jump shot and able to catch a football, run a 4.44.
That's the one positive thing we have in the community, by the way. You have one, that's about it, sports.
And then you have the whole thing about poor or no health facilities. Well, it's not just like the whole thing about going to whatever these public assistance places for health. We talk about the things about home. There's very few people who know how to actually cook. It is a matter of survival. I've seen this firsthand that when you cook at home, you're more nutritious. You have more energy to do everything instead of going to McDonald's and these fast foods that are killing us slowly. You know, and that's where part of the mother and the father monitor what they're eating, because they're malnourished, they had no sustenance, anything. They don't even promote their children to go outside and play, because back then we used to have a time where if you were stuck in the house, that was psychological and physical torture, because that's how we learned how to socialize and communicate and learn how to work teamwork. We learned all those basic assets and elements of people building skills just by going outside and socializing with each other. Nowadays, you got kids getting Nintendos and sitting with obesity, which is ridiculous, having diabetes. I mean, a lot of diseases that shouldn't even be experiencing within their teens. That's another thing.
Okay, so Roman, suggestions, let's say to the women that you just maybe you touch somebody and they say, okay, let me make a change. What suggestions would you give for them to start making the change now?
First thing, you need to check your circle. If there's anybody who does not produce, and you know a tree by its fruit, if no one is bearing anything, if all they give is negative advice, saying dudes ain't shit, or they're yelling at their kids, or doing a whole lot of negative stuff, absolve yourself from them. You can learn from them, but you got to learn from them from a distance. There are ladies out there. Like they mentioned, there's Stephanie True out there. There's Shonda. There's a legion of other women who are more positive and more influential to help you and others because they're giving of themselves. Those are the women that will help prepare you for the steps of being an actual woman and possibly make you a better candidate at marriage instead of following Nicki Minaj and being a career bridesmaid or worse. second thing you can do is like learn to love yourself. Don't whatever social problems or family problems you have out there, seek help for those, because a lot of people go infect other people with their problems. Not everybody is bad, but when you allow yourself to, you know, dismiss whatever issues you have, it only makes matters worse. You only make the community bad, period, by your influence in that when you are tainted in that sense. So those are the two main things you can do. Matter of fact, the third one, you can start monitoring what you ingest socially, physically, everything. Start reading more. Start getting out and working out more. That is not sexy when your stomach looks like a freezer burnt orange and you wearing all this tight stuff that is unbecoming of you, and you saying you're a grown woman. Women know how to take care of their homes and bring peace in the home.
Yes.
Backwards bitches tear their house down brick by brick, and they are an affection to the community. That's a big difference. So there's easy things that can be done, but for some reason, when you have a society that is excited by unnecessary nonsense like drama and nonsense, we have problems. We're on a hamster wheel of futility. And the thing is, people have to realize we are the most copied people on earth, but yet we are the biggest joke on earth, because we are excelling in the areas that we don't need to be, and we are we're put on the spotlight. You got people wearing blackface and saying the word nigga out there, but really we shouldn't even have to empower that word. We should be black people. We should have economic power and a standing in the area. If we can excel in the NFL, NBA, there should be other areas we should be excelling in as well. But look at where we're at.
Indeed.
We're not but a bunch of
field
people running
until we
around
know how to. Like I
we
said,
know,
financially, I've said this to kids too, really, until we learn and know the value of money, and some of us don't own any property, and the first thing you do when you get your income tax, you think what you could buy. Same thing, T. Smitty said something about kids that go to school, even their college, when some go for grants and things, they don't use it on what they need. First thing they think is what they're going to go buy and do. We have no sense of value of money, of saving, of T-bill, anything like that. And that's why I said, again, to build a nation, to build a community, all this has to start within you. Then it comes in, you know, in to the home where it then it goes out. Because one thing I thank God for my father for, George Seeley. My father never waited on the school to teach us nothing. When we came home with American history and a paper I had to write, my dad was like, "You're not writing it." He went to the library and got me black books. This what you need to know. This ain't going to teach you how to be shit but a slave. I thank God for my dad for that. He didn't wait. He wanted me. And then I was like, "Well, I have to do something on George Washington." The hell you will. Anything you need, he did. My father went to the school, and we didn't. We didn't have to. That's just my father, and I thank him for that. And the same thing with my daughter. When you came, what you mean it ain't no homework? There's things that she had to do for me. She had to read. She had to give me footnotes. She had to let me know what the story was about. Kids now, I ain't got no homework. Mother's not checking. Backpack, none of that thing.
Hey, Sean. Nah, because they don't want to have to be. See, there's a lot of selfishness in the home. Real talk. I mean, first we got to get rid of all that selfishness. There's too much selfishness in the house. I mean, because you come into most homes nowadays, how you doing? How you doing? Boom, and off into different directions, different rooms, and know what's happening. They don't, like you said, the eating is another thing, because they're not even communing and having a conversation and sitting down and talking with each other. They're not even doing that because they're not cooking food. Either taking it out or they're buying it out because it's coming in and going out. So it's all that crazy stuff. So there's no community or camaraderie or fellowship even in the home. The home itself is not even a community. It's fragmented. So in order for us, go ahead, yo.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? Like, Shauna lives in, like, she's from Alabama. You know, because my mom always said this. You know,
like with educational opportunities, there's so many educational opportunities, like travel. You know, we go. I don't. You remember like the Soto Caverns and that space there in Huntsville, right?
Yeah.
It got all that up there. But guess what? We went to those places, kids. We didn't go to Six Flags, but we still had fun and learned. But most of our black kids, they go to Six Flags in the summer. But we are the only black kids.
That's true.
Well, there's another thing that can be done. It's like when it comes to these negative media images, we can actually make a point to turn that around. When you have something that is unbecoming to you or your race or how you feel about yourself as an individual, you should make your voice heard. You should boycott that mess. You should, like, do some kind of way to where either they change the program or you get it shut down. That's one of the main things you do, because the sad thing that's killing us, too, is we have this communal sense of ADD. When you had everyone up in arms on Twitter and Facebook about things with Genesis, and you had, you know, all these atrocities that took place, and even the one recent one with Troy Davis, everyone was up in arms for a minute, and then within 48 to 72 hours, it fizzles out, and no one does shit. And then that's why the cycle keeps happening again and again. No one.
What they consider is all talk, no action.
That's true.
That's
basically it.
That's not threatening. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't change anything. As a matter of fact, it even makes it worse, because they say, okay, well, you guys are all talking. Y'all make a whole hoopla about it. It'll blow over, and then they'll go back to doing what they were doing. And that's pretty much how we carry it, too.
And there's another thing.
We got
like,
two callers, too, on the line. A caller 323, you've been waiting for a while, and a caller 843, we're going to bring you a next caller. 323, you're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tanisha LaJoy Silly. And I would like to congratulate my mother. But I just want to say, Mama, just thank you for being there for me. Just teach me how respect myself. Because if you don't respect yourself, who else will? I just want to say thank you for that. Love you, Mama. And I'm proud of you that you're doing your own radio show right now.
I appreciate that, child of mine.
I really love you, Mama.
I love you, too, boo. Thank you so much for calling in here. Let me bring in the other caller. Girl, you is crazy. You too much, but thank you, boo. I love you, too.
Love you more.
Okay, caller 843, you're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Smitty. My call dropped. I want to say I love you, too, for being a great cook. cooking out the field. But you know, for a couple of things. First, I was saying, like, my phone cut out, sorry, but I know you from Alabama, Sean. You remember they had the Soto Caverns and the Space Center in Huntsville? My mom used to take us to those places. And she told me when I got older that we were the only black people at those places. And that was fun, and that was inexpensive. But that's like educational opportunities in that as well. Because some people got to see the stuff to be educated in it. You can go to, like, a Civil Rights Museum. You can go travel places besides Six Flags. You know, and then y'all talking about the Troy Davis and all that stuff. Let's be real. We don't get mad as a community till the white man does it. We got black kids getting shot every day in the street. Nobody bats an eye. But yet, we will get mad when a criminal who sells poison to our own people, our own community, gets shot by a cop. And we get mad at that. When that happens very rarely, but we don't get mad when these people on the street every day selling poison to our own people. My 80-something-year-old grandmother got people trying to break in her house every day. You got people that sleep in a bathtub scared to come out because they don't get robbed by their own people. But we don't get mad at that. But if we say a white man did it, we want to get mad all along. But the thing is, we're on our community, we like the boy that cried wolf. Because let's be real here. In this capitalist society, hope I don't step on those toes with this one, but these people, the powers that be, they don't care about Jesus. They care about money. They don't care about you singing your little Negro spirituals or Disney songs. They care about money. Because let's be real. They called Troy Davis, if I remember correctly, he went to a defense. His defense to a murder trial was with a public defender. How many black people would put $10 in a hat to help him get a better attorney? Hell, so black people get $10 for a blood challenge. He couldn't even get $10 for a blood challenge.
Man, so, they ain't trying to do that, man.
So, but yeah, they want to cry and complain. But yeah, they want to cry and complain.
Well, you know, that's another thing. It's like a whole lot of misplaced energy out here. You have people who will, as you said, you know, just allow all these atrocities to take place where, you know, having these kids dying at an alarming rate. All they'll do is put on a T-shirt and then, you know, rest in peace and go on about their business. When they have these so-called religious figureheads who are not doing much for the community, or you'll have people come and put their lives on the line for some dude who will fishhook boys' booty holes at random and think that's cool.
I know you're talking about. Are you gonna move
up? I'm packed. I'm ready.
No, I'm being dead serious about it because I'm being dead serious about all this. All these things that we stand up for are the same things that are really destroying all of us. We should be up in arms with this foolishness. Any church, I'm getting all the church heads too. Any church that managed to generate money within itself and its communities are like falling apart, you know, around it. I would absolve myself from that membership. Because what are they really giving to the people? I thought you were supposed to go out there and fishers of men, not, well, Eddie Long took it to another level, but still, you're supposed to be fishers of men in a community to where you are helping, you're helping each other and yourselves at the same time. If there's anything that's going on that is not producing anything positive within our community, it should be rooted out. But too many times we have this this reactive, slow, limited thinking, this short-term thinking about everything. Anytime something major happens to us, now all of a sudden we're up in arms. When we seen the symptoms in the beginning, we need to be a lot more aware. We could sit there and root that stuff out. But again, on both sides of the political thing, we have you have Democrat and Republican. Either way, we're getting gang-banged by both right now. Financially, everything. They're stopping a whole bunch of stuff on both sides. Everyone's having little pet projects and everything. And correct me if I'm wrong or whatever, but still, all that stoppage is going on, they shouldn't be doing that because they're supposed to serve us, not us serving them. We should really know what's going on out here in our community and do something about it. I started getting pissed off about everything everything that's happening and not happening. Everyone goes to the ballot box and just blindly votes for, well, this person seems like a good idea, and it only comes to bite us up in the ass again.
But you know why, and let me say this real quick, because we got a caller that, what's that, A2 Erica? But let me say this, but when you do though, Rona, and like I said before, when I used to be on the committee, when you do and some black people want to speak up and get involved in the community, some be afraid. Neighborhood watches why they feel you a snitch. You going to do this and that. So when they do, it's like a catch-21. You want to help, but then some, you know, you told if you do this, you know, you snitching on the community. And people, you know, and you have older people who want to be, you know, live on a peaceful street or have peace around, but when you have it around, then you a sellout. You ain't loving your community. You know, when you have all this nonsense around.
But here's the thing, though, Shonda, if you have not found something worth dying for, you are not fit to live. Anybody that has struggled in the 60s, the 50s, and even before that, they've been hosed, had dogs sicked on them, some been lynched, everything, to even give us a measure of freedom, and I use that in parentheses, that we have today that we're exploiting today.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. You figure our communities are going apart. Is your family worth dying for? Are you worth dying for? You have to ask yourself that every day. And if you figure you are, it doesn't matter. Something's got to be done. You don't have to be on the front lines as far as, like, you know, how, you know, Malcolm X and the Panthers are doing all stuff like that. You can use your talent and your ability to work that way. There's different types of ways. You can start a business and start giving our people jobs. The little things.
Matter of fact, they're going to be on the show next week. I'm glad you said that. The new Black Panther Party, I met a sister there, and she requested that they come on, what they're trying to build. So I'm going to have them on next week. It's four of them, what they're building in the community, the new Black Panther Party.
And there's something like with the families, if you're a single mother or father, if you have the other party who's looking to be a part of that child's life, do not impede in that progress and the connection. That's how you can help. Because if you make it all about you, the kids are going to come back and resent you for it. Because that is, there's no tougher jury than the questions your child will have to ask, why have you robbed me of my mommy or my daddy?
That's so true. That's so true. You know what? We have a caller. Before you say something, let me bring the caller in and bring them on. Caller 828, you're on live. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, beautiful butterfly.
How are you, beautiful butterfly? Oh, I'm so glad that you called in.
I am doing good. I just want to make a comment. I wanted to say that this is a great topic, but I'm kind of sad at the fact that there is not a lot of females on this panel. And I'm not saying that the dudes are not giving out great information, because they are. But it's just sad that when we have panels like this, a lot of females don't come out, as if we kind of hiding from the truth. You know, and the thing about it is that that's why there's not a lot of camaraderie amongst females, and particularly amongst Black females anyway, because the thing about it is that we don't want to sit up here and talk about our struggles and what we've been through and how we got to where we are now. And I think Stephanie True said it in the chat room, that you have a lot of great women who are doing great things, but guess what? They ain't on this show right now. And the thing about it is, you didn't come a CEO overnight. You didn't come a motivational speaker overnight. You had to go through something to get there. You know, so we need to get to the point where we're getting out here and we're getting open about what's going on in our lives, instead of, you know, kind of hiding back in the closet and saying, oh, well, I don't want to tell anybody, you know, how I got to where I am. I don't want anybody to know my struggles. That's why everybody else is continuing to struggle, you know.
And that's the main beef men all over have with mainly Black women. Anytime there's something positive like this and other positive individuals, like you said, you have Stephanie and a legion of others who are out here doing the damn thing out there as they're supposed to do. You got women, or so-called ladies, who want to co-sign some bullshit. They are often AWOL in the areas that we need them the most. AWOL.
Yep. Absolutely.
And let me say this, beautiful
it.
Butterfly. But before you called, I was receiving text via Facebook and tweets saying, well, why you ain't saying nothing positive? So they didn't like the names I called. I called you. I called Stephanie True, Miss Optimism, Miss Computer Lady, Portis. It's so many, and I'm like, Ronan, there's a legion of positive. But the thing is, it's so many that's negative via media and music, to the ones positive get lost in the rat race. So my thing is, we'll do that. We're going to do a show on positive women, but my thing is, it never get attention when you have so many negative women and music, rap, whatever you want to call it, via Facebook, via if it's your family, associates, whoever, is more negative than anything. And my thing is, that's what the media focus on. And even like I said in TV, we were talking about, I even got a tweet, I ain't tell you about, one girl told me, don't even talk about my basketball wives, was negative. You got grown-ass women fighting on TV. Are you serious right now?
Well, my whole thing is, I'm going to be blunt about it. Niggas will be niggas. You can't say everybody. You can't. But the ones who are aspiring to do something positive, the ones who are tired of doing the same old run-of-the-mill self-destructive behavior, there are individuals out there who can help. But the sad thing is, with those individuals, you'll see maybe about a couple, maybe 100 few hits on their page. But then when you have someone like the Twerk Team or someone on Ghetto Gathers, you got 1,000,001 hits. That's our problem. That is our problem.
Like, I'll say this, a couple things real quick. Hi, BB. How you doing? All right. One, with positivity, this is what Black folks fucked up at. One, sugarcoating is lying. Two, the truth is always positive. The truth is never negative. And that's the first thing. And also, I want you to talk about police and neighborhood. Everybody has known that, seen this hood, where it was a nice neighborhood at first, but we let that neighborhood get deteriorated. We let those neighborhoods get deteriorated. We don't police our neighborhood. It's like every, because I always grew up in nice neighborhoods as a kid. Those people took care of their neighborhood. We don't take care of that stuff. We talk, we want to harbor, it's kind of like the Middle East was harboring terrorists. That's what we do. We harbor terrorists. And we harbor these, we take up for these people that kill our community. Because they always say, where they going to go? To be honest, I don't give a damn where they go. Because they don't give a damn about us. So why should I care about them? So my last thing is this on this. When they talk, when you talk about these positive women, guess what? Read a goddamn book. Hey, go online. You can see these women. But those type of women y'all mentioned, they get shut out by the very same women that complain
exactly.
They got no positive things.
Exactly.
So,
and that's the main thing.
Yeah, because you know what positive women are right now? They are home with their men. Why are they out there going to buy some more Duracell
batteries? Taking care of their kids.
Yeah.
And their careers and things. And then, and let me say this, cause, and shout out to Lady Tat and Miko. Oh, Lord, Miko, I love you because she's positive too. I wanted to make that. No, but it is. I'm with Ron. It's a legion, but they just get overshadowed by so much negativity.
Right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well,
because that's what we see now. We see more negativity towards females now in the media than positivity. And I think you were talking about Shawnee, and she even made a comment that said she wanted to show more of a positive side of those quote-unquote basketball wives on the show.
The thing is,
she knows what's bringing in the money. You know,
that's what
I mean. Every time they act the fool, every time somebody throw a punch, ching ching, another deposit in the bank.
There you go.
Because the ratings rise. And so we have girls and young girls now and young women now who are, you know, modeling themselves after these women on here. When half of those women, they're not married, they're going through divorce, they're going through struggle, and half of them are broke, to be honest. They ain't got no money.
They ain't wise. Why she come up with the title basketball wise?
Right.
She ain't even married now.
Yeah. Some of them used to be or almost made it there, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, and they're hating against those women who are quote unquote known as the sleazy type of women who slept with all the other basketball players to get ahead. Well, if they look back, most of them did the very same thing. They just, you know, married to the guy now.
And let me say this, because for the young kids that's listening, and to show you how media plays attention, there was a thing where, you know, now you got fight thing. Kids are setting up fights all on YouTube and things of that
right.
nature. There's
yeah.
one where a father, his son got knocked out, the daddy beat up the little boy on tape, beat up three little boys.
Wow.
Knocking them out. So this is what I'm saying, this is what is coming to the whole entertainment. And that's why, again, even with the community, the vote, it still starts from home. Even if you raised in a positive environment, if you was read to, if you talked about politics, your history, and things of that nature, it still stems from home. It just does. And then you hear a lot of parents, I tried, he just don't listen. You ain't putting in time and attention. And see, this is my thing. It's a different generation. Because y'all know everybody on this phone is, what, over 30. If you were raised, you could
not
talk back.
Not
this whole child abuse thing, you got your ass whooped. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm lacking.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, to be honest,
here's
something I had to bring up. And with all due respect, I have to be very graphic about it because, again, the truth is healing. There's a whole abundance of sexual arrogance, irresponsibility, and arrogance. You have individuals who promote this whole thing about vagina power, but they don't tell you about the importance of going to the free clinic and about getting yourself checked. They don't tell you about how dangerous these STDs are. They don't tell you about the maintenance of your privacy. And really, they don't tell you there's much more that adds more to your worth as an individual outside of what you have between your legs or what you can do with your mouth or whatever. There's much more than that. With the dudes, they're being raised up to have a high numbers count, which really makes them susceptible to a legion of diseases and trouble that they don't need, especially with the legislations out here. When you get someone pregnant, both male and female need to know that men carry the seed. It doesn't start until something happens to the egg. And once that happens, upon conception, the male's reproductive rights are null and void. She can never have a child in spite of you, or destroy the child in spite of you. She carries that responsibility, not him. So he can have an 18 or 21-year liability because of his poor choice in a mate. No one sits down and talks about the whole thing about family. You know what? They never look at this person. You know what? If I happen to get this person pregnant, would I enjoy the idea of making a family with this person? Can I build something with this person? All everybody cares about is little wine cooler intuition. Oh, this person looks cute. Oh, she got a fat ass and everything like that. And that's what these teenagers on up are seeing. And they think that stuff is cool. That's why you see all these parties to where they're learning things that they shouldn't be learning at that age. They shouldn't. So now they're getting wiped out by all these different diseases and getting introduced to all these gateway things to where our communities are pretty much eroding with all that. So you got too many dudes and you got too many dudes putting pussy on a pedestal while you have other legion of females thinking they can control the world with their vagina. Because I always say it always takes a pussy to control one. And we see that every day with all these guys paying top dollar for a clearance bin bitch all day, every day. So,
well, you know, they also don't. This is Black Man 37. What also is the underlying question. The underlying question is, why is it that they're always pushing having sex and stuff all the time? I mean, for anybody that takes any individual responsibility, you should ask yourself that logical question. Why is it that they're over-sexualizing everything?
Because it's called
it's called money, but if you have diseases introduced into the society or introduced into a collective and you want it to spread, especially if you're talking about sexual transmitted diseases or viruses, you're going to push what's going to cause a rapid flow of it. So what do? You push sex all the time because it's the nature of a man and a woman to become one in that particular, you know, act. And if you push that, you've got to be able to push, always have sex. Think about sex all the time. Always sex, 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 sex. And then you can push that disease in there, and then they spread that disease rapidly. So that's why that's when you talk about personal responsibility. Everybody, we should take a personal responsibility as, okay, I shouldn't be having sex with a bunch of people. And if I am going to have sex with them, I need to be protecting myself. Because the ramifications, having a child is really not the worst ramification. The worst ramification is if you become sterile because of some sexually transmitted disease, or you catch AIDS, HIV, and you are or you become with AIDS. You know, any disease that's going to kill you like that, you should be more concerned. You should want to protect yourself. You should be trying to check out the person you're involved with. And that's what I want these women also to know out here, too. I mean, men should know that, but the women really should know it because we are inside of your body. And there's a chance that you may not know, because I was told by my doctor, chances are women don't know as fast as a man knows if he's got something. So you're bringing something inside your body that could destroy you. You need to be paying attention. You need to check and make sure that you're not messing around with a bunch of crazy-ass men out here. You know, that you got to look at yourself. And the other thing about the fighting thing, that's been going on since 06. They've been doing that street fighting, putting it on the web since 06. So that's been going on, too, but nobody checks that information. Nobody, you know, tries to put a stop to it is what I mean. Nobody's trying to put a stop to it. We just allow them to continuously do it. And because a lot of points that Ronan and everybody's hitting on is real talk. And this whole, we don't have an infrastructure. We have no community. We have no infrastructure. We don't want to build. We don't want to build.
Let me say this, because I like the list that Ronan did with it, embracing ignorance and destruction of the Black family, sexual ignorance. He got all these great topics, but the thing is, the bottom line, all when you look at it, it still stems from home. Because let me tell you, Ronan, and Abe, I think you remember, there were kids tweeting and texting that it ain't cool to be smart. Kids are hiding their smartness because it's not cool. They don't want to be caught with books. They're ashamed when they get A's and B's. They're trying to fit in, the peer pressure. So it's like ignorance is bliss. Because they're not getting patted on their back for getting A's. They're not being told good job. Because what the media and everything showed him, that rap ignorance, the more violence. And black men, if you remember this guy, and I've said this again because teens listen, there was a teenager asked how much time he can get, he thought about stealing, to meet Lil Wayne and T.I. was in jail. This how sick as a people in a community we are, again, stems from home. Any of these kids I ask from social issues or whatever, either the father wasn't there or their mother didn't care. Where your mother, she don't care. She don't care if I come home.
Queens, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. Hi, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady. Just a few quick things. Hello. How are you? I know it's only like 30-something minutes left, but I need to say this real quick because a while back when Queens went in, I said, oh, Lord, let me call because I know these females are going to try, or ladies are going to try.
Yeah, they did.
Do
I
something.
Don't care.
I know you don't. That's all right. But I just want to say, okay, if y'all got the energy to tweet, y'all got the energy to post on Facebook or whatever, y'all have the energy to call.
That's
why I don't want to hear it. Exactly. 347-884-8239. Again, the show is 347-884-8239. You have three operators standing by to get the call.
Miss Computer Lady and Don. You know why they don't want to call in, Miss Computer Lady? Because Ron and Don, they exactly. So they figure that's my whole thing. And that's what I'm telling them. That's basically the thing. And another thing I don't understand, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you take the floor. The same women who tweet and get mad at me for having a male panel is the same one will ask me if Ronan ain't on the show for 2-3, where Ronan? Why do you care? It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me.
Yes,
he disrespects
like
women. He woo-woo this. He called women out their name, backward bitches, but you're asking where he at. You're making no sense to me.
Because some people like abuse. That's why. Some people love abuse.
Well,
and they hear Ronan, they hear Ronan telling
the
truth. Go ahead, Ronan. I'm sorry.
If you're talking about the whole thing about abuse, we are getting our collective asses kicked all day, every day, even as we speak right now, because of everyone's inaction. Just as we're talking about these topics right here, you have all these individuals complaining from the safety of a Skype or tweet or Facebook, but they're not even just saying anything, because there's plenty of time for them to call and say something. They can voice their opinion, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
How can
they
we
hold
help
the
out?
Phone.
You hear nothing. They hold it,
mm-hmm.
And they'll be on the phone for hours talking about bullshit. I mean, no one said anything when you took when you saw that media shift where we had from the Technicolor thing where they played the American anthem and then the TV went off. No one said anything when they went 24 hours of nonstop bullshit. No one said anything when we had those educational shows like Conjunction Junction. You had like Reading Rainbow, and you had everything that was teaching us like after school like specials to where we were still getting education after school when those things got canceled and cut off. No one said anything.
All they do is Hollywood and all that. Yeah, I understand that, believe me. And I need to say this because they all know. And for those ladies who are wondering why I'm saying something to you, everybody knows if I had a problem or I disagreed with you or anything, I would call in. There was no hiding behind no tweets, no hiding behind no Facebook, no hiding behind no dig, no hiding behind no nothing. Got a problem, you call in. Number one. What you scared for?
That's why because I'm going to tell you why they scared, because those are the ones that hit the nail on the head. Them the one you throw the rock, it hit it. That's the one you hit. That's the hardest thing to do, because I'm going to tell y'all, they did it to one, and I'm not going to call her name, but they did it a couple months ago to a girl, and she told me she done changed her screen name 2-3 times. Don and Ronan went in. She ain't been back. They ate her up about a thing. She called in. She had the balls to call in. I don't know if y'all remember, but it was about she wanted a man to do something for her. He had to have money. He had to have a job. He came mm-hmm. over. So, and something about picking up water. So Ronan or Don said, why you can't pick up your own water? She mentioned something about to pick up the water to have delivered to the house. He had to do little things and around the house, and they went in on her, and she ain't called back, so they scared. They talk behind the tweets, the text, the email, paste on Facebook, and things of that nature, but they won't call in because they scared. They will not go toe-to-toe with Ronan, Don, or any of them, especially not Skylar, because Skylar go in 150%.
What about me?
I know.
Oh, it's he. Oh, oh he, I get texts about you all the time. So,
and y'all know I don't. Hey, if I need to go in, I go in. So shoot.
The women are scared of T. Smitty because see, T. Smitty sounds so country. When you hear him talk, you want to have some like biscuits and like some collard greens and stuff, and then they're afraid they're gonna gain weight and be unattractive. Because he keeps trying to break out that soul
y'all,
food.
One thing I'm not
kingdom.
Scared of is
I'm just saying.
Anything. I know.
Hey, let me say this right quick. Grown Game said, Queen, can we go into how the graduation rates are below 50%? And Grown Game early in the show, this is what Ronan was saying.
And
but
that's
this,
okay,
okay, go ahead.
All right, it's me, Smitty. Oh, yeah, y'all really going to hate me on this one, Black people. Y'all can call me Uncle Tom and everything. First and foremost, having
yeah,
fun is down here. Yeah, Tavis Smiley had this special talking about that stuff, that special on PBS, and if they ain't hitting home, they always want to blame everything else instead of the people who sending these kids to school. Because I don't care,
thank
no one
you.
Says, I don't care the school has a leaky roof. One, take you at your school board meeting and vote for your money.
Exactly.
Going. But also, my thing is this, I don't care, I'll use this analogy. You can have the best looking school in the world. You can have a Ferrari, but if you put diesel fuel in there, it ain't gonna run. Just like you had the best looking school, most pristine looking school. If you have a shitty product coming in, who can't read? Yes, yeah, you're in the third grade, can't even read yet. You know, or you letting your kids be put on these medications, let your kid be put in special ed. That's a you problem. That ain't a school problem. Just because they ain't that many black teachers, one. You got to be one tough SOB to be a teacher at these wages. But, you know, but the thing is, it's all on you, what product you bring in, what type of environment you bring in. Because let's be real, there ain't no love involved. Because I'm sorry, if your kid dropped out of high school, you let them drop out and you let them stay in your house, there ain't no love. Because these girls are graduating at a higher percent than the boys. But yet, a lot of these folks have a boy and girl in their house. But the girl graduating and the boy sitting there ain't doing nothing. Where's the love? It's all on the folks raising the kids. You can think daddy
and
ain't
you
doing
know what
whatever.
Is lack
you know
of love too, T. Smitty. It is because let me tell you guys, if you look at kids in America versus let's say the kids in Africa and who are smarter, way smarter, they don't have the cars and the houses, but they have love. It seems like every nationality kicking our ass at a break.
They are. They are education-wise, especially. Oh, okay, who's coming in?
DC, I think.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah,
Stephanie
right.
Stephanie Sue is about to hit you with some truth. I know it's going to hurt, but trust me, it's for your good. Go ahead, Stephanie. Zap it with some swift lightning. Your mic should be open if the switchboard is going to act right.
Oh, boy.
I'm hearing that music. I'm like, who is playing with you.
Girl, that's
Don. Welcome, Stephanie. We so glad you called in.
That was Don and Stephanie, in case you're wondering.
I say, Don, that's just a button, no accident.
Hey, with all due respect, everybody, I say with all due respect, for the one individual said, where are the positive females at? You need to shut the fuck up now because there's one on here.
Thank you, Ronan.
Hey, y'all
no,
need to put
y'all,
the UGK
oh,
on there.
Yeah.
Well,
y'all been doing a really good job. No. Y'all been doing a good job. I do want to say something about the education thing. I do want to say something. For the people who are not going to school, not taking it seriously, there are parents who are trying to, you know, tell their kids, you know, do this, do that. Sometimes the kids are like, nah, I don't want to go to school. And this here's the reasons why. There's like a influx of people, life coaches, and everybody else, meaning college, school, and everything.
You don't need that. If you just get your mind together and hustle, you can have your business. You don't need to do that. It's all over Facebook. You know, go start a business,
yeah.
go get an LLC. So people are diminishing that college is not important. School's not important. Even a trade school's not important. You know, you don't need that. Bill Gates didn't go to college, and these people didn't go to college. So people, I'm going to get my hustle on. I'm going to do this and that and the third. So they don't care. So even if you have good parents out there, this is being, like, you know, splashed everywhere. I think that's a big problem. Like, I don't think college is the end-all, be-all, and it's not a golden ticket, but it's a tool. So I think people need to get their arsenal of tools and then go make it happen. But if you be like, I don't need that, I'm a hustle. Well, if you haven't been taught anything, hustle from what? You don't know nothing. How you supposed to hustle? And you don't have no money, so what you're going to be at your mama's house with no high school diploma and no college sitting there? And I'm sorry, the people who got the education win. And I think it's interesting. If you notice on the news, there's so many topics and shows and all this stuff going on about education, right? So people are talking about it. Government's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. But look what's happening. Congress is taking away things from the state level. The people we voted in or didn't vote in, they're taking away programs from high schools. They're taking away money and funds, but they keep talking about it. So they're confusing you. They're like, oh, we care. We have a special on CNN. But on the back door end, your Congress people are voting out stuff for your children in their schools. So, again, people need to vote. People need to be in a street marching because that's your kids whose school ain't got no money now, who can't have a program now, who don't have gym now, who don't have music now. That's your school, your congressmen and your governors and everybody else. But everybody ain't hearing that. Obama didn't do that. Congress did
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Obama can't even do that. By law, he can't do that. People took away that stuff. But you think they care because you see the special on TV. There's a whole bunch of education specials on. They're tricking you. It's on TV. But in the law books, it's not. And
but then,
you can control
Stephanie,
the
you know what, when you... But when you ask parents and you send out flyers, come to the town halls, go to the school meetings to see what's going on, they don't care. So when Congress see nobody making noise in the schools, they don't care. This is why more black schools get cut than you do in other schools in the suburban areas. Because their parents is going to be on top of it. They're going to be on top of it.
I know.
And there's hardly any unity now.
There's no unity.
No. And that's very sad. If you want to do a comparison.
But you know what? And let me ask anybody this. The next time on your radio show, just GP, Beautiful Butterfly, Stephanie, anybody, Ronan or whatever, sister, brother, uncle, ask any of them, what's the name of your kid's teacher? What's the name of their principal? I've done that. Do you know some parents don't even know?
Of course not. Of course not, because it's a totally different, unfortunately, generation, and we're not trying to be negative. Unfortunately, there's too much negativity.
It is what it is.
And, right, and you're
guys,
showing all your negative action out there.
T. Smitty was trying to get a word out. I don't know if you guys heard him.
I'll say
a couple quick things. First, Don, when Stephanie comes on, I know she's from Houston. I know you don't have it, but I can send you one of those UGK songs. I'll pimp you.
Right.
Okay.
You know, but
send me her theme song and I'll upload it to the switchboard.
Oh,
all right. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. But you know the thing is, they said no teacher's names. See the thing. I remember when I was a kid. They used to send those progress reports in with the little brown.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And your parents had checked your column in. Well, I saw on Facebook about you only go to college working for the man. One. If you want to get your college education and work 30 years at a corporate job with somebody, more power to you. You're being productive. Because let's be real, college is a key to a door. Hell, many of us don't have keys and we're trying to beat the door open. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, and plus when you own a business, one, do you have the money to start that business depending on what you're doing? You know,
mm-hmm.
Do you have the patience to see it through for those 5 years? The average every small business falls through.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you might need some kind of education because guess what? Before people invest their money into you, they want to know
they want to know they're going to get a return on investment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a perfect analogy for you guys. Yeah, I watch those movie trailers and they say this movie was directed by the guy who directed The Godfather. So they say, okay, he directed this great movie. Okay, so I'm going to check him out. But if you go here talking about I'm hustling hard, one last time you see a businessman talking about I'm hustling. You know? One last time you see Bill Gates talking about I'm hustling. You know, I'm getting my grind on. Because the thing is, black people, those the Mark Zuckerberg, the Bill Gates, mind you, Zuckerberg was at Harvard. He was a genius already who came up with a revolutionary idea. Bill Gates, Paul Allen, revolutionary ideas. Because if everyone could do that, the damn Microsoft would have been around in 1848. Let's just be real. So we got to stop looking at the exceptions. See, our people, we grab the exceptions too much instead of looking at the norm. And we stop looking at the exceptions, look at the norm and say, hey, you can start a business, but get your education first. Because guess what?
Y'all might know this better than I do.
Even if you don't get
a degree,
even get a college degree, at least take some business classes. Take a few classes in accounting. Take some classes in management. You know, even if you don't have the degree, but college still does have its use. It's because you got some bullshit degrees out there. And again, I'm going to turn it back. You know, as far as the ladies are concerned, I'm going to deliberately piss you off. When you go get a PhD in, say, sociology and stuff, sure, your research may find out some very interesting stuff to understand society, but is it something as productive as, let's say, you study to do, you know, scientific research, or you study to learn the skills so that when you have your business, you can manage it right? Because, you know, that's why the reason why college has become a hustle is because when you go in there on an athletic scholarship on a 1.0 GPA taking underwater basket weaving, you're not really going to come out with anything. I'm just saying. And ladies, yeah, you say we're intimidated that you got your education, but there is nothing intimidating about you having a degree in anthropology or something. You want to intimidate me? Get a double doctorate in, like, chemistry and, like, you know, something like polymer chemistry and, you know, molecular genetics or something like that. Maybe I might consider, but I should be more fascinated, but I digress. Go on, T-Face.
I was saying that the problem is you hit a point. I'll talk to my uncle about this. Many of us as a people, now I'm going to human resource management. Hey, you know, that's a business field and it's specialized. But the thing is,
people as
a whole don't take the hard sciences. Look at how many people dodge science class who have the talent for it because it worked. But they say, okay, well, I got the psychology bachelor's. Why am I working at the Gap? Why am I answering telephones? College is a waste of money. No, because many people took the bullshit degree just to say they got an education. You know, you have to do the research. The Department of Labor has a website right there where they talk about different type of careers, the median salaries, job projections, what training requirements you got to do for it. But the information is there. If you want to just go to college, say you got a degree, hell, many people got bullshit degrees out there in physical education, home ec, social work, you know, making $25,000 to $30,000 a year, you know, but yet you spent more than that in a year going to college. Now, if that's your love and your passion, so be it. But so many people are trying to pick the easy way out when it comes to education because you only get what you put in.
And, Quincy, it goes back to something, excuse me, that you said that, you know, here it is in other countries when it comes to education, they're scoring higher on a lot of subjects, including the higher sciences. And, you know, look at where we are now. And we have to more than get on the ball. Number two, it was said earlier, yes, you have to have the education because you can't run a business or anything, or you can't do anything unless you get educated or trained for it. And also, number three, if you study group dynamics, you have to look at the mass. And the reason why I say that is because this. The mass is going to react to either something that's wrong or something that's right. Unfortunately, you got too much of the mass going in a negative direction. Case in point, okay, it's been said earlier, the basketball wives. You got a lot of fans of the basketball wives. But how many of those fans are going to group together and say to the network, okay, unless you show a more positive view of African-American women,
it won't be on TV.
Stop watching. Right.
It won't be on TV. That's why BET Black News got taken. It will not be on TV. And let me ask the men on the panel because I got another tweet and I like this question. Young man named Chris, 19. What can he do? What job can he do? Why he got to go for 6 and 8 years and he can make money quicker on the streets? What Ronan was saying with drugs and trafficking. See, this is what I'm saying with black. We don't want to, I don't want to generalize.
You don't get a 401k selling drugs.
But one thing,
what about apprenticeships?
Hey, can I take this? First thing first, I'll say
this.
Can I answer that question?
Go ahead, Smitty. Go
ahead.
All right. First thing, y'all talk about basketball. I hit that for a second. Black women, y'all don't have to take the role. Angela Bassett turned down an Oscar by not playing Halle Berry role in Monsters Ball.
That's true.
Thank you.
And Lena Horne never played a maid or a mammy, and she did pretty well for herself.
No, Lena Horne didn't. That's true.
And with the young man's question, get this, young fella. Last time I checked, there ain't no retirement from the dope game. You got to look over your shoulder all the time for the rest of your life. And those same people that you thinking that your people that fast money, they going to snitch your ass out to say they own bacon. Watch the first 48. You got them cats out there sweating so hard. These dumb, say they work, dumb niggas out there ain't been charged yet. They singing like canaries, you know. So they going to snitch you out. They going to rob you. Guess what? You can't even call the police.
This thing like Keisha Cole, man. When they get caught, and you know, Ms. Computer Lady said about apprenticeship. Sure, you can get apprenticed to a drug dealer and stuff, but you don't get any kind of state recognized certification for that. I'm sorry, and
I wasn't really thinking of apprenticeship. As far as on the street, I was thinking, okay, let's take something plumbing. Don't look down on plumbing, because I'm telling you, I know plumbers that they go through. Yes, they do. So to that young man, if that is your thinking, at least go into a profession or vocation where you can wake up and go to sleep peacefully. Because if you're going to do drugs, you can.
You still get a certification. You still get some kind of a diploma or certification. When you're an electrician,
you do.
I mean, I know Double Up is listening on the line, and if he comes on, he'll tell you, as an electrician, you still got to get some kind of a, it's not a college diploma, you got some kind of a diploma or certificate to say that you have all the standings to become an electrician. Same thing as becoming a carpenter or a plumber. You know, but you don't get a diploma saying you're a certified pimp or you're a certified drug dealer. I'm just saying.
And let me say this right quick. When 9 minutes left with this young man, and I'm sorry I can't tweet you back, I don't want you guys to think I'm not caring and listening. My thing is, when you have these kids at home, that is, he 19, I was about to say this boy, this young man, 19, at home with his mother, for the mother to allow you to do what you're doing. This is my bottom line. This is what I always say. It starts at home. It starts at home.
It does.
There is no way, no child of mine, I cannot speak for every parent, that me knowing
you
selling drugs up out my house. It ain't going to happen.
We know about you. We know about you. But you know what? But I tell the guy this also. You know what, young fella? You think you're making the big bucks. You ain't making shit at what the Connect and that Kingpin is making. And guess who goes to prison all the time? Dumb niggas like you. They ain't going to prison.
But $300-$400 a day from what he telling me that he just texted me.
$300-$400 a day, but is that $300 or $400 of hard-earned money that he can sleep peacefully on, or is that innocent drug blood money that you bringing in? You got to think
about this. If they break in that house and his mama there and he ain't there, they gonna kill your mama. Do you want that? If you got a wife and kids, do you want that lifestyle? That's what I'm saying. And guess what? That Connect ain't going to prison. It's the guys like you on the bottom level that's always the ones filling the jails up, and they have all the money. But guess what? But I'll tell you this. They ain't bailing you out, are they? When last time a dope dealer bailed out by one of his homeboys? They ain't getting bailed out because they don't care about you. If they cared about you, because I grew up in the suburb neighborhood, and I had a dope dealer in the neighborhood. You know, we tried to skip school one day. He made us go to school. He was like, no, I'm going to take you to school. I'm going to tell your folks on you. So he didn't want us in that game. So the thing is, now that's the exception. But if they really cared about you, they will not have you in that game jeopardizing your life. They look at you as a disposable part.
Right. And like T. Smee was saying, when you go down, they might be your friends now, but are they going to be your friends when you get in trouble
Of course.
Right. This is why I want to talk to not just him, but to his mother and everybody who's listening on there. This short-term thinking has collateral damage because you have one who thinks this has the fast money is the coolest thing. You have maybe a parent, which I use very loosely, that is fostering this idea. You are not only setting your child up for failure, but you're destroying your community as well. You are a detriment to your people, and those are the real sellouts out there. You figure if you go to even a trade school to be a mechanic or an electrician or a plumber, do you realize how much money you get right off top just to show up?
But see, Ronan, that's the thing. They don't want to put the time in. That's what he was saying. He don't want to do 6 to 8 years. There's other careers that's less than that. But see, this is my thing. Everybody know half of the music game, correct me if I'm wrong, but everybody know half of the record producer, record labels are based off drug money. It is. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Well, they had a whole thing on the hip-hop, but see the thing, this is what these little young men are emulating. However, when Suge and other people did it to start their game, they changed it. They knew when to stop. I'm not condoning this by no means, but this little boy sitting here, and I can't hear back talking about, but do any of y'all got 24-inch rims on? I don't give a shit about
that.
That don't even make sense to me.
What will his 24-inch rims do for him when he's in jail and Big Bubba takes his anal virginity? What are the 24-inch rims going to do for him? What is all the notoriety he gets in the street? What's all his street cred going to do when he gets to jail, some guy sees some fresh booty and he's no longer a virgin? What's he going to do then? You know, when he gets prostate tickled every night?
But this is the foolishness I've been talking about.
Exactly.
One, everyone's talking about 24-inch rims and all this depreciative stuff that doesn't even last even a season. When you got people who are really making money, they're picking up property. They're picking up different types of stocks and everything. So they're looking at money at the long term to where their grandkids ain't got to worry about nothing. And Negroes, especially us, we worried about stuff to pay. And we maybe have a Bentley in the front of the house, and we'll have a Section 8 apartment, and we're still living by check to check. That is a problem with us.
I need to say this. Do you want the 24-inch rims or do you want 24 years in jail?
So, you don't care.
Whoever said he don't care, because young, they don't – exactly. That's the bottom line. And, Ronan, glad you said this. This is why, Ronan, and see people who always on – this is why we do shows. Like, this is why I tell y'all, so many teenagers listen. This is why I say that, and it's sad, and I'm frustrated that the most important thing to this boy is some freaking rims that he on a truck. He got 20. What you know about 24-inch rims at 19? Sweetie, I don't care. You have nothing that'll defeat you in value. You have nothing going for you positive. Yeah, the money look good to you right now. It's only two things, death and jail. That's the bottom line. You living high on the hog right now because he laughing at people as he just put to me that got to get up and go to work 9 to 5 and he don't.
It's a domino effect in your neighborhood. You affecting other people in the neighborhood. With this guy who's got the most concern about the 24-inch rims, he might not be thinking about that now, but let something happen to his mom and his mom get hit 24 times. Or let it happen where his mom has to hit him up and say, baby, I'm a whoopee skipper up and they're
If people want to still listen, they got to call in 347-884-8239. 347-884-8239. Otherwise, you will not get into overtime.
We thought that last time, and them three boys was on iTunes. We thinking it stopped streaming for other people, but how they still listen via iTunes, I have no idea. But, Ronan, I want to thank you for this topic because this is the point, the things that Ronan brought up, and everything you just posted, Ronan, with the community, the drug traffic, this is what's going on. And the sad thing is, even the solutions, it is hard to reach a boy 16 to 19 who making that kind of money. It's hard to tell to stop.
That is our main problem. They're not even looking at the long-term effects of it. Yeah, you might get your money. Yeah, you might have this trivial stuff, but then you done killed a few generations. You killed your friends, family and none of that. How would you feel? You're sitting there selling dope. You got your mother coming out there asking for a hit. You got some people who have no conscience about that. They like figure, I just got to get this dollar. They're not looking at the long term. They don't leave no positive legacy for themselves, no family, nothing.
Not half of my cousin. Half of my cousin. I tell y'all this. That young fella,
hey.
I'm gonna be real with you on this one. And those girls you're trying to oppress, if you're in prison, they're gonna be fucking somebody else. So I'm just being real with you.
Pretty much.
They ain't thinking
true?
About you. And I tell you this also. Once you tell him what, he'll an adult, legal adult. He can sign contracts on his own. So guess what? He don't want to do right. You like the animal kingdom. You teach the birds how to fly. Some of them fly. Some of them go splat. If he wants to go splat, on him. He can't complain about the system or anything like that. But I tell you about my cousin. His daddy on my side of the family, and he was saying his mama and grandmother, they were on crack, and they pushed him to sell crack at a young age so they could get the crack off of him. He has no education, been in jail a couple of times. He's actually a deep down a good guy, good kid, always been a good guy. But his life just got ruined, and his dad didn't want to take him in talking about, well, you know, I'm busy on the weekend, stuff like that. You got
see,
his dad
was
on that stuff, too.
There you go, right there.
And guess what? And I tell you this. And then my auntie's not my age. He ain't that much younger, about 4 or 5 years younger than me. So the thing was, we got the auntie and stuff talking about him. But Donnie Lemon said, hey, come over here, because what he comes over outside the family, he's a totally different person. He don't bring that stuff around him, anything like that. On his mama's side, he's a dope game. So my thing is, nobody on my daddy's side of the family took him in when the boy was crying out for help. But the thing is, I seen it where the mama pushed him out there. And this boy up here thinking that, oh, I got this fast money now. Guess what? That money, when you're in prison, that goes away. And when you get out, a lot of them don't want to touch you because now you're hot. now you got a target on your back. And
right.
Let's be real on this one. And look at how many of these dudes in our community that sell drugs. They don't even leave the hood. He ain't talking about getting up working in the morning. Last time I checked, man, these dope dealers be up all night trying to sell that bag so they can pay the man. or they get killed. They got to pay him his money. Or when someone robs him, look what they got to do to get that money to pay him. Now, with me with my regular 9-to-5 job, if my bank, if someone steals my debit card, I would have to worry about paying some connect or my head would be chopped off. I just get my money back in 2 to 3 business days. So that's the life you want, young fella. You live it. You have fun. I'm through talking to you about it. You want to do what you want to do. Move on.
And the thing is, with all that money that you bringing in, because he put $16,000 in 90 days, well, let me say this to you. Y'all have to keep it in the house. You can't have a checking or a savings with no job because they wonder where the money coming from. That's when people going to start paying attention to you, wondering, how would you put all this money in here? Where is it coming from? That's the key thing. And then you always got, somebody said, always got to watch your back. The thing is, I didn't want to idolize this because the other young kids that listen thinking, wow, he make it like that and he living. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. And like
no,
I said, it's only
it
two ways, death and jail. And like Rona said, you the one killing the community. It look good to y'all right now. And see, my thing is, y'all kill me with this drug selling and thing, your sneakers, your gear, your clothes, and all this stuff that you doing. But all y'all renting, you selling and you living with your mama. And this is why I say it starts at home. This is so frustrating to me because they don't listen. And when you got grown-ass parents in the household condoning this, knowing they selling drugs and it's okay, it's a problem. And it's sad.
I'm through talking about him. He's going to do what he want to do.
And let me say this to the mother, and I'm going to leave it alone. When your son die and go to jail with no life insurance, who going to take care of your ass then when he gone? Now I'm through with it.
Okay, can I say this real quick to the mother and to this young man? I said it before, I need to say it again. Okay, I'm coming from a former drug prevention educator view of mine. I have talked to and counseled people who've been involved in drugs. I have seen how it is. I have seen how it looks. When you carry around the bloodshed
of innocent people in the form of dollar bills is going to come back to you one way or another.
Right.
You need to get out of that because it's going to affect your household one way or another, and you don't know when. It's going to affect your neighborhood one way or another, and you don't know when. You might be making this money now. Who is to say that by the time it becomes midnight tonight, something will or won't happen? And I'm not wishing that on you, nor on your family. But all that good money you're supposed to be making and the 24-inch rims that you're trying to get, well, you got them, but you still got them with innocent blood money.
And live in your mama's house there, buddy. You ain't no man.
And living in your mama's house, and anything in your mama's house is innocent blood money. You are being surrounded in that house. You are bringing in the house innocent blood money.
But please, y'all know there's been respect in our community since what? Since the 80s? When crack,
yeah,
the crack epidemic, and we still ain't got nowhere. We still doing the same damn thing for 20, almost 30-some years, selling drugs. That's why the majority of the men is in jail. If it ain't drug,
And I have to admit, I'm probably not supposed to take this personally, but I have to admit, this is from the heart. Young man, please stop carrying around bloodshed money, because that's what you're carrying around. You might have gotten the 24-inch rims. You got it with somebody else's innocent blood who didn't deserve to die, and now you're carrying that all around. Get out of it.
And let me say this, but this is what's
dragging your mama down, and you're dragging down the whole neighborhood, and you don't even know it.
To the kids that's listening, this is what's frustrating me, and this is something I tell my young cousins, my nieces and nephew. When you have forefathers and ancestors that died for you guys to go to school, and you dropped out to sell drugs, it is pathetic and it is sad that y'all did, and people fought to go to school to make something, that wanted to read, got beat for reading. You freely have all this to you, and you still choose to kill your community and your people. It pisses me off, and it's frustrating. Because my thing is, the stuff this man telling me, if you ain't a man, I'm with T. Smitty, living with your mama, I don't give a damn about rent. That's the stupidest thing you could have tweeted or texted to me. It makes no sense. And there's only two ways, like I said, out of this. You're dead or you're going to jail. There's no coming. And I would like anybody on this panel, you name me anybody, if it's your family, friends, or anybody you know that came out the drug game and did it successfully, I'm going to tell you why. Because Computer Lady said it. It's called karma. And he said and threw back at me, Suge and Russell Simmons, and them got Def Jam and all this started. But the thing is, look at what Suge going through now. When you there's a point you have to stop. But greed take over with some of you guys, and you don't know when to stop. That's the thing.
I'll recommend a movie to him. I know many people watch the first Cocaine Cowboys. Watch the second Cocaine Cowboy, talking about Oakland. Y'all remember that Colombian drug queen pen, Griselda Blanco? Hey, that chick killed everybody. She didn't play. You was off by 50 cents. You was off with your head. And so those are the type of people that you're dealing with around here. And that brother who came out, guess what? He's still looking over his shoulder. That woman got deported 15, 20 years ago. He's still looking over his shoulder every day. You know, he can't live a straight lifestyle. But I tell
there's nothing positive comes from it. There's nothing positive.
And I'm gonna be real with this guy. Hey, you think you bad? You think you're a man? I'm gonna be honest. People like you, I just want to say fuck you, because I got no respect for people like you who want to sell poison to their own people. But yet he goes to prison. He want to blame the system. No,
exactly.
You can't have it that way,
no boy. Exactly. Because everybody got choices. Exactly.
Vivian Malone, they had to get a National Guard to get George Wallace front of the University of Alabama so Vivian Malone go to school there. But yet people died, especially in Alabama, people died for the right to vote. People died for to go to school. But you want to sell drugs, kill your own people. Y'all not even selling to the white folks. Y'all selling to us. That would make it even worse.
I ain't condoning it.
That
but
is
they
the worst thing.
Wife of, yeah, you know, tell it to each other. And
see,
like
Rona, you see what I'm saying? When you come up with things like this and you try to do something positive, but when you have people with the negative in the community, it's things like this that kills the community. But again, when you have parents that are allowing their kids to do it out the house where it's hard, and then he's smart and has to say, well, I don't have to worry about getting laid off or unemployment because I'm always have a job. I'm with UT Smitty. I'm done. I'm done through talking about that issue with him. Because some kids get it and some kids won't ever get it. And it's hard for them to get it when your parents saying okay because the parents like the money that's coming in.
Oh, and remind him, his drug money won't be there to, for him to get stitches when a big bubba has his way with him in jail, you know? Keep that in mind, too.
Well, and see, like I tell you, kids, everybody on this panel can be doing something else. They're trying to help you guys. Everybody got something to do they can be doing on a Sunday. Then I don't want to say waste their time because you guys have helped so many people. The letters I still get, and I've told Ronan and I told T. Smitty, the young man, Timothy, who decided to go into the service. By listening, and he was like, this is not what I want for me, and that was his choice. I told him, research, you know, do what you, because I don't want it to be where I was listening to T. Smitty and Scholar, and they in the service, and Ronan did, you know, they did the Navy, Army. I wanted them to do the research, but it's good to hear something positive. But when young boys talk this madness and want the respect and think you're a man because you're making this money other than a man that's doing a 9-to-5, you get no respect. And the thing is, they like the women it bring, but they with you for the wrong reason. It's the money.
And
the
women,
and when you go to jail, don't nobody know you. Don't nobody
that's
know
right,
you. Ain't nobody going to be there for you. You know, so
they,
that's
they,
my
they
thing.
Platinum. Can I say this? Mm-hmm. I tell this young guy this. Hey, for all you want to be hustlers out there, you should see the women that, God, I hate to say this from y'all ladies. Please don't get mad at me saying this, but y'all should see the ladies I banged in my lifetime being able to travel to different countries, see different lands, go to different things, not to worry about anything. See, the caliber of woman you get with dope money is totally different from the caliber of woman you get living a straight and narrow. Trust me.
But they the one with the 8th and 9th, and then he probably got an 8th and 9th grade education. Trying to sell drugs, probably don't even know how to count money. And while
you
bragging about
the
$16,000 you made in 90 days, there's people with careers make more than that in a month or two that went to school with a degree.
Well, I'll say something to these young cats. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
just fine, man.
Go
ahead.
This is slow, yo. I'm sorry, you guys. I was moving to my new house, so my bad. I was still listening.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I guarantee you he didn't get it with any, you know.
What?
That was great. I know you didn't get with any blood money. That's what I was getting ready to say.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
I did something, and I showed some of the young cats. I did it on Generation X. I was showing these young cats how to make money. Real talk. You don't have to do drugs. I was in the Army. Smitty was in the military. I think you're in the Air Force. Ronnie, you're in the Navy. So we all did our thing. But these cats talk about drug money. I can make $10,000 in one night. Even more than that. I can actually make $50,000 in one night.
Hello.
Legitimately. And
hello?
Hello?
See what I'm saying? Young men who listening. The
shout
young men who
Torrance.
Listening. Not the boys that want the quick
he
money.
Made more
the young
than
men
you.
That's listening.
I make
more
money,
you.
But I mean, seriously, I was challenged on Generation X. The guys didn't think I could make 50, I was only trying to catch up to $1,500 a week, then $3,000, and then $6,000, and $12,000. I'm getting back into it. I do 4X. You guys better pay attention to 4X. Learn about money. And get your act together. There's other ways of doing it. You guys are making this fast money. What are you doing with it except spending on rims, buying
exactly.
cars, flashing, getting some watches and all of this stuff? But you broke as a joke when it comes down to you having anything. You ain't passing down nothing. And these a lot of these cats are the same cats that these women are screaming about because they ain't getting no child support now because they're in jail or they got these problems. But see, I sit back and I'm like, wow, do you guys not know you guys can make $10,000 in a night or $5,000 in a night. I did one for $3,000 in one night. But you can do $10,000 in one night if you know what you're doing and you don't have to look over your shoulders, you're handling your business, and everything's hunky-dory, and it's all good.
And the risk, if you lose a little money, you ain't going to jail. But if you go into jail, I mean, if you do drugs, you risk your risk, you go to jail, possibly for a long time. I mean, which one do you want to weigh? I'd rather just lose a little bit of money.
And let me
still be
ask
free.
You guys, what the, okay, Soul and Black, Ronan, Don, A, the men on the panel, T. Smitty. So what's the solution? Do men go to the Boys and Girls Club, women? What I mean, for real, it got to be a solution because this is really frustrating to me because for 30 years, whatever crack, 20-some years that this been, we have not gotten anywhere. It's just sad to me that these young kids think that's the only way, quick money. It's greedy. It become good. They don't know how to get out, and that's what's killing the community, the households. And like I said, when you got parents and mothers who can't get a job and the mother thinking, I'm working two jobs and my son bringing in this kind of money, what I got to work for? And the thing is, you should not rely on that because once he gone, and the thing is, good point, Soul and Black, I'm glad you said that, because with the sneakers and the rims, and you're bringing attention to yourself, dummy. That's what makes the police and everybody
stupidest
thing to me.
They do something. You know, I sit here. I'm in Baltimore right now, so I watch them. They do it up underneath the cameras and all kinds. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm trying to make that money. Make that money. You're wide open. They see you clear as day. You're balling like, you know, you look like you're balling out of control. If you live in a jacked up neighborhood driving a BMW,
exactly.
What's going on?
You know,
exactly.
If you're wearing a fur coat, if you're wearing a fur coat in the middle of summer,
there you go. That's the second one.
That ain't funny. Forgive me for laughing, but dang,
they do. They do, Queen.
That's
they
crazy.
Do.
But they wear. I know. I see them. They be sporting these freeze watches and all these different type of watches with the diamonds and the flakes and all this other stuff. Big old jewels coming down. I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? You do you own your home? No, a lot of these cats are still in apartments. I'm like, what are you doing in an apartment?
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. It's,
well,
that's number three.
So that's what I'm saying. What's the solution? Do we give up?
I got a solution. I got a solution.
What's your solution?
I'm
going to
say it, too. The first thing is, like, we need to reverse the direction of this peer pressure. We need to put peers out there who are doing positive things, and everyone will follow suit.
Like that.
That's just how people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And second, smart people don't wear their wealth on their person. They put their wealth into rotation to where, you know what, my money is generating more money, and when it's all said and done, I will retire at an early age than everyone else. I don't have to go into the whole tried traditional way of this quick dollar and I get shot or, you know, get killed in the whole thing, or I have to break my back for 50, 60 years for a company pen and a raggedy pension. It's all about plotting your course for success.
Listen,
some
you guys.
Some people can go through college. Some people can go through community college. But as long as, no matter what your course is, plan it out thoroughly. At the short stage, medium term, long term. You're supposed to plan it out that way. I'm same thing with myself, learning the things about how not just to have a business but to run and manage a business. Because with the mentality is when you start something, you have to be in that mindset of servitude to give what can I do to help others. And in return, they'll come and help me by giving my services. If you're doing this whole thing like the dope game, doing all self-serving and, like, selfish, it's not going to end well, period.
Nope, it's not.
And let me say this. Stephanie True posted that we're afraid to share information, and we are some as Black people. We do. I don't know if it's afraid to get the upper hand, but Stephanie said to share how to get to a better life. We are so scared if we help the other, then pass it on. And I agree. That's why I was asking these gentlemen on the line, what is the solution? I love what Rona just said, and I agree with Soul of Black. That's why sometimes you get frustrated and think, do you just give up? What do you tell them? Because you think it's sad that this got introduced in the 80s, crack, and that it has not went nowhere. It's escalating.
But Shonda,
we lost more people in jail.
Shonda, I understand your frustration in the community. You already had Soul and Black, T. Smitty, Don, Abe. You had a legion of people tell you the information, and you still have people who have their eyes wide shut, haven't heard anything. As long as you say something that's ignorant or flashy or short term, they'll listen. But if it has to include work, you know, sweat, or having to deal with hardship
nobody
before
got
you
time.
See the success, nobody want to hear nothing.
That's
nobody.
Well, see, you know, so sad. I'll say this. You guys got the young cats, young women too, okay? I got a channel on GenerationX.net called Soul in Black. I have a video series
on
Forex, how to make money on Forex. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it to all you folks who playing with the drugs, you ain't making no money. I'm making money.
I told them that.
You ain't making nothing. You ain't making squat. All you doing is you just trying to show and flash and tell. That's all you doing. You ain't making no money. I make money. I own houses. I own buildings. I got all kinds of stuff. I got properties. I got all kind of cash. I got all that stuff. Y'all don't have none of that. Y'all might have some cash in your pocket, but no investments, no assets, no nothing. Nothing to give your kids for college, nothing to give your grandma when you die. You ain't got nothing.
Health
you
insurance.
Broke. You broke.
Good point.
Okay,
health
broke.
Insurance.
You,
so when you get your ass whooped.
You ain't
exactly.
Even got a life insurance policy. They ain't got a life insurance policy. They ain't got nothing. I'm like, you guys talking, you flashing like that's the game. That ain't no game. You ain't gaining nothing. And all you doing is throwing all this money out to go where? You blowing $1,000 a night at the strip club for
making
what?
It rain.
What's,
like they doing.
What you gonna make it rain for? You can't be making it rain. What about your grandma? What about your mama? What about your dad? What about your sister? What about your cousin? What about come on, you ain't got no money. You thought about you got money, you ain't got nothing. So why don't you learn and listen,
said,
I got a series there, watch the series, learn how to make money, and then you can really talk some stuff. Because I ain't joking. I make $10,000 a night. So
y'all, please check out Soul and Black Web, please, young men and ladies. And Ronan, I like what you said. Maybe we do need more positive peer role model. Maybe that is what they're lacking. Of course, in the community.
It's simple. People make it like it's hard. Well, I'm going to say, if you make it hard, that's the thing. One, stop doing what you're doing. It's that simple. Two, you got to start treating the dope deal like Robin Hood and then treating people like Abe like he has leprosy. You know?
Come on,
because
man.
Guess what? Are you saying? We treat like Robin Hood. We champion it. Oh, they're taking it from the rich. No, they ain't. All they doing is just being important to your people and keeping neighborhoods the way they are. So, honestly, also, since he don't want to do right, everybody knows how to earn a good living. Everyone knows how to live life straight and narrow. It's all about want to. And the thing is, this is how you know he ain't got no daddy. 9 times out of 10, his daddy would have told him, hey, you want to be this way? You ain't doing it my house. So guess what? We got to start expunging these people. Stop covering for them. Hey, if they want to do this, we get them out of our neighborhood. You know,
and
or we got to get nice neighborhoods. We don't let them.
Ronan, I think Don said it last week because he just hit me with another one. And we ain't even going to give you this much airtime because it's not going to do any good. But he was like, his homeboys got him in a party. And you know the sad thing, reason why I'm bringing this up, because Don just said this last week and Ronan said it all the time. It is sad that we throw parties for them when they do get out of jail and somebody go to college. He can't even get no money in the card. He ain't even $10. Congratulations for graduating. But he'll get a party when he get out of jail. Oh, he'll have all the liquor and the money, and they'll have him clothes and things. That's how sick and twisted that we're thinking. So whatever. You know what? I was going to say God bless you, but you know what? It is what it is. Just remember karma, because what you put out is what you get back. So on that note, you ain't even enough to waste space in our head because it's not going to do any good. Just like T. Smitty said, he going to do what he want to do because the money he think is something. $16,000 in 90 days, and you just heard Soul and Black say he make $10,000 a night. Boy, miss me. Miss me.
Well, see, that's
you know, we just have to pay attention to more positive kids that's doing
Shonda,
stuff.
But Shonda, huh? but you just look at the math lesson right there. Someone needed to go to night school again because their math is off. Someone made $10,000 a night, and he said he made like $1,690
in 3 months.
Your hustle is slow. Your hustle is
exactly.
Slow.
But he got his rims, though. He got his 24-inch rims, though. Living with his mother. He doing
it. Yeah, but look how long it took him to get it. That's the other.
Yeah,
and so when you
I'm tired of
go back, you need to put that link in the chat room.
I need to put what?
What?
The link.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't do it. I'm moving, so I don't.
But he's dead, so even when they check out the archives, he said
No. Don't make it too easy. The whole thing is, everyone likes to use Google. They like to use the internet to their own personal devices.
They love media takeout.
The stuff. They love media takeout. They love world star hip hop.
If
they were really on point to find what they want to find, they will look for it. You know, there's a man, Soul in Black. You, You got Stephanie True. You got myself. I always put my number out there. You got a legion of other resources out there. Even though I'm not where I want to be to be, I'm on my way there. Or I can lead you to somebody who is there. That's the whole
Real
thing.
Talk.
Exactly.
So you got too many people who figure, well, I'm not perfect. I'm not either. But still,
I know
it's a lot better than
that's why Eddie Long said, look how he ended up. But I digress.
Why would you not try to think, let me start me
a magazine, whatever, a rim magazine, I mean a paper, a magazine, anything positive with no education. I'm with somebody, you could get a certificate, but I'm with Don. Business management, you need to take classes, young people. I ain't even talking to this boy no more. But I'm saying to start to be an entrepreneur, to take a marketing class, business class, and whatever you want to do, if it's you want to start your own paper, think of something nobody else is doing. If it's a magazine,
right.
Because there's so many clothing things, but if you bring in something different, but I'm with Soul and Black Investments, you need to look into really invest in your money and let your money work for you, and you don't work so hard for your money. But y'all got to get out the thing of this quick money, because we lose it too many of you guys at a rapid pace. We truly are, just our people in general. Let me tell you, to the people that's going to download this show later, and people like his mom in the neighborhood that's doing things like that, and these young kids, and y'all sick of them hanging out in the traffic, and you know it's drunk, goddamn, call the police. I don't give a damn about snitching, because that's how I feel about it. If you want to make a difference in your community, call the police and tell them what's going on. I don't care. Call me a snitch or whatever you want. But if you tired, you ain't tired. If you ain't
Shonda, the thing is, everyone wants to get on that whole no snitching thing until their house
and
is
I'm
robbed.
Sick of that,
or until their hell is done.
Until it happens to them.
Exactly.
Until it happens to them, they're not going to do anything.
What's the purpose of the neighborhood watching, everybody watching, but scared? Let me tell y'all something. Do y'all know we used to walk around with bats and flashlights? Me, the president, I was the correspondent. We had bats, flashlights. We got them out of there. Got them out of there.
All right.
We give you opportunity to move, or we calling the police, call me a snitch, whatever. You killing, you taking out another black man. This is what we used to hear. Were you killing a community? How about that?
Well, you know what? If you don't want the community killed, help out the community instead of destroying and adding your two cents to destroy the community. That's why the communities aren't, you know, as vibrant as they used to be. That's why the communities aren't united as they used to be. That's why the communities are having a bunch of people in the community who are scared, who are trying to get out, cannot get out, because of all the mess you're doing.
Well, I know the question's going to come up again. But, you know, everyone's going to ask, like, what is the solution? The best and easiest thing, plus it's also the hardest thing, is to become one. Somehow, some way, become part of the solution.
I had a comment real quick. This was my solution. I was never, like, a problem child running wild, but I did stuff that my mindset should have been, right? The reason why I first changed my life and everything got better is because I learned my history. When I was young growing up, I had good parents and they taught me stuff, but I really didn't know, like, what to go down as a black person. If you pick up a book and they start engrossing themselves and all the things that we have done as a people, not just MLK and all that, but everything, you won't repeat your history when you know what we did to get out of that. And the reason why people triumph and keep doing what they're doing because they don't know the history. So a lot of politicians, some people who are racist or don't want us to come up, take it out of our school so we can't learn what really happened. So we don't fight because we don't think, we don't know we should respect ourselves. We don't know we shouldn't be going around on rims and drugs because we don't know we went through. We don't know we went to go to college. We don't talk about that in school anymore. It ain't in school no more. Civil rights and all that, it's not there. So you don't know to respect your people or your heritage because you don't know what you had to go through to even be alive. And so I think that's the start. People need to know their history. And it's not to say people so we can, like, gang up and get arms and march down the street like it's the 60s. I'm not saying that. But you should know your history and know what we went through. So you will never say, screw college, screw going to school, I ain't trying to do this, I ain't trying to do that. Because we fought and died, and it wasn't that long ago. My mom drank from a black-only water fountain. She's alive in my living room right now.
My mom did, too. And picked cotton.
My uncle was killed by Ku Klux Klan. It wasn't that long ago. That was in the 70s. It wasn't that long ago. And people need to realize if I was born about a couple years earlier, I'd have been in the same stuff. So until kids know their history, they are going to keep doing everything they're doing. They have no reason.
I agree.
They don't know.
But Stephanie, where it starts, see, that's what I said earlier. My dad, even when I went to school, he didn't look for the teachers or the school to teach me. He gave me black books in my history for me and my sister to read. We had to give my dad papers on things he wanted us to know about, Marcus Garvey and invention, black inventions. I had no idea the things we invent and that we patented. And then the things that they teach you with Benjamin Franklin discovery, and he didn't, a black man did, and he took it out, and a black man came up with the patent. A lot of kids don't know the computer and things. This is what I'm saying, but it starts from home. A lot of them don't know because the parents are not teaching them.
Well, a way that you could change. Oh, go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm going to say real quick. Also, we talk about it's great we invent things. The other thing is, how about we make money off of this stuff instead of everybody else? Go ahead.
You know how much stuff was stolen? You know how much stuff was stolen? Please.
When Troy Davis was getting executed, MSNBC reported that that was the biggest protest we have had as a country in 11 years. That's a damn shame. I'm not saying I don't know that brother, and I do feel bad for death penalty, but we don't know that brother. But we do know all the other things going on in the country, and don't nobody protest, but we protest and get together for one night to save someone don't nobody know, but we won't march for our kids. We won't march on Wall Street. We won't march for education. That's what we do. You want a solution? The people who are like-minded, look what we did as a nation for Troy Davis. Now, he didn't survive, but look what we did. It was reported on the world because everybody pushed it. So we need to push it, too. Everyone who's feeling this way and we know what's up, we should get on YouTube, Facebook, and blog, and say it every day, post it every day, retweet it every day. And just like it was spread out like Troy Davis, we can spread that, too. But, again, people are like-minded, and, you know, we have a nice life. We'd be quiet in our suburban house. We drive our cars, we like our life, and we don't see nothing. So just like we did for Troy Davis, we should do for ourselves. We love that man more than we love ourselves. That man is dead and gone. He don't even know us. And you got people crying and fighting on YouTube and Facebook and everything for this man who they don't know, but they won't fight for their kids. You won't
exactly
march for yourself.
That's true.
You won't march for yourself. Wall Street fucked up
that's
the country. The government's fucking up the world, and we won't march for our own self. We march for Troy Davis. And I'm not hating on him, but that is one person we do not even know. We weren't there the night it happened. We have no idea. But we care more about him than we do about our damn selves. And I thought that was crazy. And that night, you had everybody. You had from the ghetto person, from the gangster. Everyone was tweeting that man to be alive. But you couldn't save yourself. That's the problem. So we should do what we did for Troy Davis. That should be every day. It should be tweets. It should be Facebook messages every day about the community and what we need to do. People need to get involved. That's how you change it. Because our voices were loud that night. Ain't nobody forgot that. People around the world saw that. That's how you change it.
But
have to be involved tonight, not on Sunday on a show, not once a week, every day. And you keep getting people, and you just keep doing what you're doing because God will bless you. I don't care if you don't think no one hear you. He bless you.
Yeah.
You keep telling the truth. That's all we got to do.
Oh, I know. See, I for real can say this is so. I know it's for real. I get blessed, and I give out to the community. But one thing I have to say is this, that if you come in my community doing some drugs, you might as well write your ass goodbye. Because I'm going to send your ass straight to jail. You can best believe that. I'm not having that in my neighborhood, period. I'm not making any exceptions, and I'm making any shorts. I'm not kissing nobody's butt. I'm not trying to be your friend. If you're trying to destroy my place, I'm trying to destroy your money, your income. It's got to go. You got to go with it. But on top of that, we need to get our people. See, we made a lot of noise with the Troy Davis thing, but that's what we did. We made a lot of noise. Yay.
What a lot of noise.
Yeah, woo-wow. Okay, big deal. Do you not know that a lot of white America has gotten desensitized to us making all that damn noise? You're not going to be able to do enough noise. You're going to have to do more than that. You're going to have financial power. You have to have financial literacy. You have to be able to take care of and do business economically, because if you ain't able to do that, they ain't trying to hear it. You're still asking them to help you out. We don't need to ask them to help them out, help us out. We need to just say, look, you either going to help us out, or we going to make sure you lose this and you lose that. And that's how it goes down. And they'll be like, oh, okay, well, we got to rethink that. Because we got power. We got something we can adjust and change things and make them get off their butt.
You, these millionaires get away. You know, we went through the whole financial debacle. Who went to jail?
Nobody.
You guys know anybody went to jail? I don't know anybody who went to jail. Because if you don't have any money to take care of business, you have an economic power, you ain't saying nothing. You can shout all you want. They ain't trying to hear it. So get your act together. Stop trying to play that drug game because all you're doing is being set up. Get away from that nonsense. Learn how to get financially literate and take care of things and make that good money in your pocket so you can take care of your family, take care of your community. And if you got to go to school, go to school. If you got to go to the military, go in the military. But do those things that produce positivity for you economically too. And don't sit back and listen to the nonsense. You're a snitch because you tell over to some fool who's destroying your neighborhood and destroying your peace. Forget that nonsense.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. Let me be honest. They do not care about you. They're out there making it rain at the strip club. So forget all that. They got to go.
And the strippers are gay anyway. They like women. So there.
Well, I definitely agree with what Stephanie and Sol were saying because there's too many people who are content by being armchair quarterbacks. We need to be out there in the field and fighting every day. We're not going to win every single battle. But the fact that people see that you are hard-pressed to get somewhere, you will make some ground, period. That whole night where it was about making a noise about Troy Davis, that was hit around the world. And, like, it is sad that in 11 years, that is one of the biggest protests out there, period. And it goes back to the whole thing again. Within 48 hours to 72 hours, he was back to business as usual. Actually, back to bullshit as usual. No one said anything. No one did anything. I mean, yeah, it looks good on a T-shirt and a billboard, but why don't we do the same thing for legislation that makes things better for us as a people? Why don't we do the same thing to take care of our communities? Because if somebody in our community gets robbed, don't you believe that if they rob that one house, it's going to be eventually a matter of time before they get to your house and they can do work?
Yep.
Because you're all
the
I have another question for folks. When that whole Troy Davis thing happened, from what I understand, it happened in 1989. When that stuff happened, we had the Soviet Union. You know, there was no war on terror because back then those people that you guys are going after in Afghanistan were your allies against the Soviets. You know, I think Mandela was still in prison. I think the Berlin Wall may have still been there or just barely broken. So how come I never heard about anything of the Troy Davis case until, like, a couple of days before his execution? I'm like, this shit happened long before I even knew a lick of the English language. So where were Al and Jesse back then?
But you see, that's the problem.
They weren't there because there was no photo op at that time. No photo op. You don't get a photo op. You don't get no public relations. You don't get no. No, I think Al Sharpton even eventually got a TV show now or something like that. All of the crazy stuff. Yeah, I mean, they didn't get that before.
Everybody's reactionary about it. It's one aspect. It's like, when am I going to get out of this? And two, well, they wait till the last minute, like, again, the 11:59 to decide to be active. When the last nail needs to be hit in the coffin. We need to change the whole mindset up from the ground up. And again, it goes right back to the home. What are we teaching as the first teachers? Are we teaching a legacy how to protect ourselves and move forward? Or are we allowing ourselves to be overwhelmed by a tsunami of bullshit?
Can I say this? I take, like, when Sol talk about money, we talk sometimes about that. And the thing is, look, everybody wants, you know, we all know Casey Anthony killed that kid. All right. Let's be real. Look what type of defense team she had with financial literacy. Look what type of defense Troy Davis had on a murder charge. You know, that's what people don't want to talk about. We know race is involved here. But at the same time, let's be real here. We got Hispanics getting their stuff together with the landscape and the stuff like that in the community. The Asians, you know, who was unfairly treated during World War II, they're fixing those railroads. Look what they have in control. The Middle Easterners have the convenience stores, the PhD, the doctors. We go to the doctor, we seeing Indians. That's what you're seeing. And like, so the thing is, we got to improve our financial place. We don't want to talk about money. We want to say money and everything. But don't get me wrong, you got to have your character together. You got to care about your people. But the problem is we want to run away from that, but we want to complain and let these other groups come in our community to make money off of us. Last time I checked, I ain't seen no Roscoe Chicken and Waffle in Chinatown.
No, you can't. And that's what's messed up. You're giving people the opportunity to make more money in our communities instead of us. That's a problem. And you got other races out there that have their own banks where they set up jobs here. They send that money back home. So whenever someone comes up to replace them, they rotate within a 7-year period. They rotate. They're still generating money and building their legacy. And what do we have? Nothing. We leave our children and everybody with a mountain full of debt to cover the funeral expenses and everything. That mindset has got to change. It has to.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Here.
Are we still
okay,
here?
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, I hear y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
all right. But you know what, though? You start owning businesses. Hey, is Solomon Black still there? He wasn't
there. Yeah, his line is
okay,
still
okay, cool. I got a question. Cause I hope he gets to talk about this more. It's like, no, Stephanie brought up a point where people on Facebook are pretty much saying, I know Sol's an entrepreneur, but people are saying, like, what Stephanie was talking about, well, like, they go on Facebook saying, you don't need no education, go get a business, get your hustle on. Have you seen that, and show how you feel about that?
You're asking me, or are you asking Sol?
Oh, actually, both of y'all. I know you got your own computer, your computer hustle, computer lady. I know you sell computers on the back of the truck. I'm playing. Talking about filling the box.
Okay. Well, as far as, you know, getting your own business, get your hustle, okay, fine. But do you know what you're doing? Do you know how to run the business? Do you know if the business that you're thinking of going into, if you need license or certification or not? Do you know the training that's involved in your business? Are you thinking about, let's say, conducting your business within the city limits or out of state? You need to know how to file the paperwork for that and everything that goes on with that. Do you need to fill out a reciprocity certification? Do you need to get your minority business enterprise certification? Do you need to get whatever other licensures or other certifications with that? Do you follow like whatever is part of your training to conduct your business? Do you know what to do in case there are problems with your business about customer satisfaction? What if you don't satisfy a customer? Do you have in place what policy you're going to follow? Do you have such a thing as policies and procedures to follow? Are you planning to get a building? Do you know what's going to be involved in getting the building, including the environmental tests and all of that? Are you going to be better home-based? And if you're going to be better home-based, are you going to make sure that you, when you do the taxes, are you going to use your home office space as a division this way or a division that way? See, do you know all that? Do you know how to conduct all that? Do you, as part of your business, are you going to have such things as promotional flyers and or business cards? What are you going to start off with? How is your logo going to be? When you get a website, are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to contract with someone else? Are you going to find out if they're certified or not?
You know what? Let me say this right quick.
Yeah,
I
go
17 minutes, because I want you guys to know this. I've been talking to Mary, and like I said, it's shocking to me that people could still listen to the show still after. But she's listening from Arkansas on iTunes, and she wanted to thank T. Smitty, Ronan, and everybody for being positive. I'm not sure if it was Stephanie, Miss Computer Lady said, but Mary, she wanted me to say this. She said it's okay. That's who I was talking to. That she was ashamed as a mother that she was not parenting. But listening to this show, she's going to spend more time with her boys. Mary, I thank you. I know that was hard to do, but this is why I say everybody on this phone could be doing something else. This is why I say this all the time. BTR hosts people that call in. T. Smitty got a show. Stephanie, Miss Computer Lady, Ronan has one. Abe calls in, Black Man. And this is what I say. it's like your chef. You're feeding people knowledge. It's what they choose to eat. But you never know who you helping. And for this lady to say this, because she said she got three boys, she didn't care. She didn't spend time. She let them do whatever. But listening to the show, she felt so bad as a mother that she's going to start making sure that their homework done. She read. I've been talking to this lady for 15 minutes. Is why I wasn't on the show. And for her to say that, this is why I said, I thank God for Soul and Black Soul. She said she gonna go to the website, let her boys do, and this is all we wanted. Because it starts at home. I don't care. With politics and everything that we know the community, it still starts at home for you to have to grow an upstanding citizen. Whatever child you turn, you choose the time you put in with your child. The time you spend to put in with your child is what you get back. You put no time or energy in, you can't expect to get nothing back. If you're not spending time and talking to your kids, you can't be shocked at what you're producing, what you're surrounding it with, because that's what she said. She was out busy doing her. And for her to say this to me and say, it's okay, Kay, say it on the air, because I was a bad mother. And I know that's hard to say. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. But to understand your wrongs and you want to correct it. And
that's
why I said we could have helped one somebody.
Yeah.
You say what you said. Exactly. It's a blessing. And I know it got to be hard with three boys. I don't even know how you do it. I have a girl. I have no sons. I wouldn't imagine or know how to start to raise a son to show him or teach him how to be a man. And she said they had no positive male role models.
And that's what I think. My mother.
How hot is she, please?
Well, that's the whole thing. I had a cut of food.
That's
my
the
mother,
whole thing. Who said what?
Know.
That's the whole thing. What? Who just said was getting ready to say something?
No, when you were mentioning about Mary Queen, one of the questions that was like, okay, how hot is she? I'm like, that is not.
Oh,
the...
no. I thought somebody else was getting ready to
I was teasing.
Ronan was trying to say something, but you know, he's trying to do the phone sex operator voice. That's why everybody's talking over him.
What was you going to say, Ronan? Was you going to say something?
What I'm saying, that's the whole thing. My mother does have three boys, including myself. I didn't know how she was able to handle us because we was all over the place doing any and everything. And then when my father passed through an auto accident, she was left holding the bag. So she had to do everything she needed to do. She even became an entrepreneur, cutting hair well almost to 20 years and making good money by herself. So she was an inspiration for me to do something on my own. Now, I'm figuring that out on my own, but I know it's possible. But that's what we've been asking, especially Black women in period.
Exactly.
You talk about you're the pillars of the community. What are you held accountable for? You're always talking about you want, I mean, when it comes to benefits, I mean, all the benefits and accolades, you're the first one to stand up there. It's all me. I did all this. But when it comes to the other side of leadership, you were nowhere to be found. You want no parts of it. No one, no parts of it.
And Ronan, make it clear, because Mary just said she was one of the women saying, I don't need no man. And we know some Black women got, I don't need no man. I can do. But see, when you got boys and you raising sons, I mean, nobody's saying it can't be done.
But
like Ronan's mother did it, but it's hard.
When you make a statement like that, not only is it arrogant, it is foolish, because your boys need an example to follow, because eventually he's going to be one himself. And if he has nothing as a representative to show him what he's supposed to be, he's going to be the closest thing that comes to him. And usually it's nothing that good. Same thing with, you don't hear guys talking about, I don't need no woman. You got men who need women and vice versa. We need that to build a family. And we need that to build a community. This dead wrong and codependent woman out here, or female out here, is part of the community's atrophy at the time. It's all about self-serving, all these so-called benefits, and you are selling yourself and your children out for an allowance, which is foul. Mm-hmm. Foul. You got to think about when you have children. I don't care if it's 1, 10, whatever. It's not about you. It is about the survival of your children, because you're not going to be here forever. And what's your child going to do by themselves if they don't have the skill, basic skills to survive? That is that's the onus is on you, period. And even if he doesn't have children, Even if you don't have children, everybody's watching you. So lead by example by that way, because somebody, young child, I mean young girl, young boy is looking up at you. I have nieces and nephews who look up to me, and I make it a point, like, you know, even though I am not the most perfect example at times, I have troubles with tact, still, I keep them in mind because that matters, because they might do the same thing that I'm doing and how I look, being a hypocrite, saying, do as I say and not as I do. Because someone's going to follow your example, period, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm so
glad
you said that, Ronnie, because a lot of parents say, don't do as I do, do as I say, and it don't make sense.
Hey, can I say this? I'll bring up something right quick. Ronan was talking, hey, y'all talking about perfect? Hey, God made me to take over one of his day off, so I'm kind of perfect. But anyway, I'm messing with you. But, yeah, but relates on the business thing. And that's what I was getting at. People understand, you got to have money to start a business. Because guess what? We don't have any black banks. So guess who you're going to have to ask for that loan? Yeah, Mr. Charlie, the white man,
yeah.
You know. And so, like, with me, I'm going, like, Ronan knows, Soul knows. When I got out of the military, I would start my own recruiting business after I work as a recruiter, you know, learn the ins and outs. But all I need is, like, a business phone, a laptop, and, like, that's it, you know. The operating cost of having to hire a secretary is not there. You know, so people got to think about that. Also, you got to pay these health care benefits if you hire people because, let's be real, health care is going up. It's been going sky high. They're going to change the military retirement system because of health care.
It's
so
in the midst of change right now.
Yep, and that's why I will get out anyway. But, see, so that's what I'm saying. Mr. Pillay brought some good points. You got to have your money saved up already. And like I said, with my business, all I need is a laptop and a phone. I don't get an Apple MacBook. But guess how I'm getting the money? Since I got tuition assistance from the Air Force, and I got financial aid also, I'm using the financial aid money I'm getting back to buy all that stuff to help my transition and buy my certifications. So I'm using the government. I got to pay them back anyway, so I might as well use their money to help me get ahead.
And as you can see, the information is out there. You got all of us on Twitter, Facebook, you know, Blog Talk, all these different media. It's out there if you're looking for it. I always put my number out there because I can chop it up with whoever, whenever. It doesn't matter. It's not even about a publicity stunt or anything like that. My thing is, like, I feel better helping people that way. In doing that, I help myself in many ways. I can learn something from y'all. So,
and Ronan charge $3.95 a minute also, ladies.
453-9342 317-453-9342 Operators will be standing by with a machete ready to pack your head.
7 minutes. You know, I want to thank everybody because now I was I appreciate you guys so much giving me your number, allowing me to talk to you, Mary from Arkansas, and then there's a Gwen from Moreno Valley, California, who's saying that don't think what you guys are saying didn't make a difference because it's making a difference. It really touches me and it makes me feel good that somebody's listening and somebody want to make a difference with their kids. That's the whole thing and the purpose, because it do start. It starts with us. And when we build a better home, come to community, you know, the nation, then you could stretch out, but you can't expect people to get involved in committees, their community, and their house toe up. That don't even make sense. It makes absolutely no sense. So do what you can and fix home first. Everything else will fall into place. You can get more involved, but I appreciate Stephanie, a computer lady, because Mary of Arkansas said you guys make her proud. And to the gentlemen, Ronan, Soul in Black, Chill, A, Black Man, Don, T. Smitty, you guys are a blessing. Like I said, you guys never know who you guys are helping. But when the teenagers, like I said, they hit me and you got parents saying, I never looked at it that way. You know, I never realized I was doing damage to my kids like that. And see, when you in the now and the minute, you don't think about the harm that you're doing to your kid. You really don't. You're not giving your kids enough credit, but you're the example. You the one said it. So whatever they're doing, they're getting it from somewhere.
Because you got too many men in their circle that are trying to fuck them and feeding them bullshit advice. That's the problem.
No, that's true. He said before anybody get offended, because that's what Mary said. Me and her was talking, and I told her I couldn't tweet, and she was nice enough to give me her number, and I was talking to her on the other line. But T. Smitty, that's exactly what she said. She was like, she was busy in the street, having a lot of male friends, and she was like, you can say that, Queen, on air. I mean, I'm not ashamed of it because my boys know, and then they had started losing respect for her, and she didn't know why, but you can't get mad if you bring in different people in and out your house. This is why I say it starts at home. In order to have a productive person that you're that's emulating you to, you want to go out in society, like me and T. Smitty said, everybody on this phone, I even told Stephanie in the chat room, you know how your parents, and she was like, she got whooped. And that's why I said, that's the problem today with this whole child abuse stuff. Parents scared to whoop the kids because this and that, going to jail. But it still stems from home. Your child can only do what you allow them to do.
Hey, Queen, I wanted to say something. It's like, I'm going to end it with a question to everybody. But I'm just telling you, we need to go back to where we took care of each other and ourselves. Because as a child, my parents did give a damn. And I'm telling you, I got my ass kicked religiously. I've had Hot Wheel tracks, paddles, belts, shoes, extension cords, switches, whatever. And I look back at it, I thought it was abuse back then. But I look at where I could be if that didn't happen. And the question I want to leave with everybody is, like, if given the influence you had on your children, and they were able to stand on a podium that addressed the whole world stage, and you had to sit behind, you know, with security standing between you and your children, and they're on the podium, what would your children say on your behalf? What would you have them say? I mean, what would they say, honestly, without no editing, no script, no nothing? What would your children say?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. My daughter, it's funny you said that. My daughter said to me the other day, and I was shocked she called in, but she said, Mama, thank you for showing me the respect for me to give back to the world. Thank you for not having men in and out of my life. You made me proud. And she hear me say this to Beautiful Butterfly and other women. You make me proud to spell my name, W-O-M-A-N. That touched my heart. Yeah, it was.
That was really sweet.
And I love her for that. Because I did the best I could, but I never wanted to show her a negative image. I only wanted to show her because I couldn't have men in and out and disrespecting. You don't do what I do. You do as I say. How hypocritical is that? So if she turned out another way, how could I be shocked or mad?
Mm-hmm.
No. Good question,
yeah.
Ron.
Very good.
It is what it is. So...
Because if some women would be ashamed, like I said, and for Mary to say what she said and listening to where this lady was crying. I was on the phone with her when you guys were talking, so I missed some of the conversation. But she said she was ashamed as a parent. She didn't realize that sometimes it takes that when you hear other people speaking, you hear the medicine, and that's what we said, Mary. Sometimes it's hard thing to do is look in the mirror. But when you hear from somebody else, and she was like, they don't even know me, but to talk to somebody, and you never know who you ministering and touching and who listens. You don't.
I wouldn't put it out there if I didn't seek after it myself. That's the whole thing. I mean, we're supposed to help each other. But then again, the best thing to do is help yourself in order to be a blessing to others. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So while I'm putting that question out there, I'm doing something to, like, change something for me, because there's things that I have to address. But, you know, I'm not out there pointing fingers and telling everybody they're all messed up, and I'm not. No, I'm seeking a solution for my own, too. But, you know, what would I do if I sat down? Everybody is a work in progress. I mean, how would I be if I sat around and saw my community going to hell and I didn't say anything? So.
Exactly. Good point, Ronnie. Good point.
Well, listen, this is your brother, Soul. I got to head out, you guys. Great show. I'm glad
you
guys
are talking. Thank you so much, Soul and Black, for calling in. Thank you so much.
1 minute, 30 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
And let me say this to the people. The next time or who's thinking about getting married or engaged, let me say this to you because it all ties in, because Rona was like a whole person. People need to take out and think of these words. When you say to have people, you know, I won't have, it's two whole people coming together. Stop making everything half or whatever, because that means they're half fixed. They're half, It's a whole person. A whole person. Same thing, parents, is you're nurturing your kids. Well, because this one lady hit me and said, well, hey, he get that from his daddy. It ain't from me. Half of it is in his daddy. Okay, if the daddy ain't there, then you finish fixing the picture. Continue to heal. Continue to heal. Continue to heal your child because, you know, it's still your child. Rather, the father there or not, continue to mold and heal your child. Don't just say, well, he get that part from the daddy, and, oh, it's just a given. It ain't nothing can be done. That's the trace of his daddy. It's not good enough. It's not going to fly. It's not going to fly.
I mean, if it's
but
one
I thank everybody thing. Because you guys make the show good. The show is as good as Don always says, the participation, and for you guys to touch Mary from Arkansas and other teenagers, you know, because the other little boy who with the rim said he thinking about it. Like I said, he could think about it. He could leave it alone. I'm done with it. But the fact that, you know, he thinking, I just appreciate you guys are on a great topic because, like I said, to have a mother that